Hi. The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I had the Care people over to the house last week to do a little routine checkup because the air conditioner is running a lot now. And I thought everything was fine, but they say, hey, there's a little fuse thing that's off here. We're going to replace it because if we don't replace it, your air conditioning is going to go out. It's going to be 100 and you're going to die. They didn't say that. They just said it'll be uncomfortably hot. And I said, thank you, Care Heating and Cooling. And thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And they said, who are you? And I said, I'm Anthony Rothman. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. In college hoops, the Buckeyes now know who they will face tomorrow in the Big Ten tournament as the 9-seed Iowa took down the 17-seed Maryland 75-64 today. The Buckeyes will look to improve their resume and get back at the Hawkeyes for dealing OSU a late-season loss. Tip-off is tomorrow at noon. Pre-game coverage begins on The Fan at 11 a.m. The Jackets got a big win on the front end of their three-game road trip. They beat Tampa Bay 5-2 last night. The Jackets will stay in Florida and take on the Panthers tomorrow at 7. In the NBA, the Cavaliers are in action tonight at 7:30 in Orlando. Jared Allen is out with a knee injury for the Cavs. This update was sponsored by Uber Eats. Uber Eats has a great deal waiting for you at Scramblers from now through March 31st. Get a buy one, get one free deal on the Manhandler Skillet. On the app, terms apply. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Oh, hello, man. How are you feeling today?
Oh, you feeling good?
Peachy.
Oh, that's great.
I'm feeling good today.
Good to
how you doing, Teddy?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran coming up at 3:30. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. I forgot to call Rimmer today.
What's it, a normal Wednesday?
Call his nurse. No. Make sure he takes the blue pill today.
He's in Timmy's favorite city today, apparently.
He's in Kansas City?
He's in Baltimore?
He's in Washington, D.C.?
Baltimore.
Where is he?
Baltimore.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what my city rank would be.
Well,
okay.
If Cal is in Baltimore,
Columbus
though.
Is number one. If Cal was in Baltimore, what about Cal's mom? She's not still with us, is she?
No.
God, I hope. God not. Rest her soul, Viola. Jesus. Or Vivian. It's a name that starts with V.
Volva?
Mulva?
Dolores.
What is your favorite city? You have to pick one favorite city.
Really, and we can't say Columbus.
No, you can't.
Columbus
we live here. Doesn't
equation.
Count.
Is yours just going to be Chicago? I'm not trying to veer. I'm thinking for a second. I mean, I just blurted out a few of my favorite cities, so it's probably going to be one of the three.
But I'm from Chicago, so I take that out of the equation.
I thought we couldn't say Columbus. You haven't lived in Chicago for a very long time.
I understand.
We start taking too many cities out, then we can't give an answer to the question.
Even then, you know what? I'll answer your question. London, England.
London?
London's my favorite city.
Yeah?
I enjoy it very much.
It was the best place you've ever traveled to.
I've been there many times. If you're asking me, you know, what's the international destination you can just keep going back to?
That's the one?
That's the one.
What is so great about London? What draws you to it?
Mary Poppins.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You saw her?
Chimney sweeps.
Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim cheree.
I just like it.
Is it cheree or cheroo?
Not cheroo.
Is it both? Is it cheree in one part of the song and cheroo later in the song?
He's really still kicking, isn't he?
We've
really done it today, haven't we?
don't go down that road. Because whatever you think we've done, we're going to do a lot more, and we're going to do it a lot worse.
Tonight!
Well, you know, we have pizza today.
Yeah, we do.
Sweet 16 Pizza Madness. That comes your way at 4 o'clock. We had some big drama this morning with the pizza.
We have Elite Eights. We have a couple in the Elite Eight right now from T-Bone and Tyvus.
T-Bone and Tyvus took care of some business this morning, and included in that business was the exit of last year's Pizza Madness winner.
Whoa.
Tommy's, the number one overall seed in the tournament. They won the whole thing last year. They were eliminated this morning by Pizza House.
Wow. I think I had this one in my bracket as I was just filling out my own bracket just for fun, like we do with the NCAA tournament.
You had Pizza House knocking off Tommy's?
I had Pizza House.
Look at you.
I'm not looking at my bracket right now. Were they a four seed or were they a five?
Pizza House was a four seed.
Yeah, so I had that one circled after trying Pizza House a couple of times within the last year. I think it's outstanding. I love the eat-in experience. It's almost like it's an old pizza diner. And oh my God, their crust is so good.
To get here, they knocked off Osteria in the first round, 13 seed Osteria. They knocked off Classics in the second round, and then now they knocked off Tommy's. And they will go up against the number three seed, Timmy's guys, Flyers, because Flyers knocked off Hound Dogs this morning.
What a morning for me. That was amazing to see that news. Flyers moving on. Good for them. And
the other end,
crust is gone. What can we say?
We have Granddad's. Granddad's, the eighth seed. They beat Iacono. It was a bad day. Bad morning for the Iacono family. They beat Iacono's. And Adriatico's beat Benny's up in Marysville. So we have Granddad's and Adriatico's.
It's a fun four pizza places that have moved on.
It's nice, man.
Yeah. I think that's what Pizza Madness is all about. Some of the big dogs out there, we like to assume, would just waltz back to the final four. But I think as we're finding, I think as we see some of the fan voting come in, we're seeing it's not just quite that simple.
So we're going to do our two brackets of Sweet 16 matchups. We have JT's and Rubino's. We have Pizza Nerds and Tarita's. We have Sexton's and George's. And we have Dante's and Emilio's. And I have been told by the people who tabulate the votes that Dante's and Emilio's, the voting is closed now, by the way, was the closest matchup we've ever had.
Good grief.
That is coming up at 4 o'clock. Jackets get a nice win in Tampa last night. Connor Garland, my guy.
Jeff Garland has 4 goals in 2 games now.
Couldn't score a goal for a month.
No.
He was just a piece of trash.
Like we said, that team sucked. Change of scenery. And a couple of great goals. Really, a couple of great goals for him. That first one set up by Monahan there, had the power play goal, had the little backhand action. That was pretty sweet. The second one, and he damn near had a hat trick all smashed into that little area there. He had another chance right on the doorstep with a wrister that could have gotten him 3 in a short span, but something that the Jackets can certainly use is another hot stick right now.
Buckeyes found out they're going to play Iowa tomorrow at noon because Iowa beat Maryland today.
Just one in the books.
So
I love this. I really
you like this matchup.
Oh, I love this. I mean, not just speaking to the matchup. I love getting up and having some noon basketball. We get to go and watch tournament basketball before we open up the microphones and do a show.
We're essentially going to be the postgame show tomorrow because Rothman and Ice are going to get blown out. And so I'm guessing that Ohio State basketball network post game will be done around 3:15.
Yeah, in a normal Buckeye basketball broadcast
show. And then we'll hit it.
Yeah, it should go games at 12. It's going to go to 2-ish, probably 2:15.
Well, the good part about being the early game too, Timmy, is that there's no delay to start.
Yeah.
So you know, you're the first game of the day.
Doesn't have to do play-by-play for, you know, I don't know who, like make it up, an Iowa-Nebraska game or some type. He doesn't have to sit around and do that. So I think this is a good opportunity for Ohio State to see a team. You heard Isaiah say in the top of the hour update right there, they had the Buckeyes number in Iowa City just a couple of weeks ago. And that was, it's crazy. Would you say that was the lowest point that we've been at with this program at some time?
After that game, I didn't think there was any chance we'd be in a position, after the way they played that night, getting into the big dance, especially the how weak they were, both mentally and physically.
I burst our bubble that night.
Totally dominated in the paint. And I thought they played so poorly that they wouldn't able to rebound from that.
There was just no resistance.
No, nothing.
And was that
the
game?
It was the worst game of the year.
Was that the game they're running together now? Because I know they've had so many injury or illness issues that we, you know, are neither here nor there now. I want to try to move past that. But it was either Devin Royal was sick for that game, or it was a game that Christoph Tilly missed. And even the guys that were in there, Bruce was off the mark, and we could not for a second blame Bruce coming off of the run that he had had and some of the dominant games
to go
that he
out
had
there every single night and score 30. And carry the team on his back.
I mean, he's going to try to do that anyway.
Oh, okay.
And now that it's tournament time, I would expect Bruce is going to limp his way to a 20-point performance by any means necessary, whether that's getting to the line, but he's going to facilitate. He's going to make sure he's getting teammates involved. It's just a going from there to where we are now, to me, is shocking. It's baffling that we've done it in three games, and I feel this good about it. But I know it's a special time, because if we've got basketball at noon and we're coming on after a tournament game, it must be March Madness, and it is.
Bam Bam Bigelow scored 83 points for the Heat last night.
That's nice. Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bam Childress.
Sure. Spring game hero. Bam Childress.
Bam Bam from the Flintstones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bam Majera?
Margera, yeah.
Majera?
Majera, Margera. Did he die?
Rick Majera? Is
he not with us?
Bam Majera?
From Jackass?
I don't know.
I think he might have gotten sick and passed.
Teddy, did you watch any of that last night? The Bam Bam Bigelow 83-point game?
What'd you think of that, huh?
I saw the highlights, and I tuned in late and saw some of that, but it's incredible. I mean, they were saying he's one of the least likely guys you would think score that many points.
His career high up to this point had been 41,
that's
nothing to sneeze at.
No, that's like maxing out for him, but he doubled that. It's incredible.
He's a 20-a-game guy. He's just a game guy.
Very solid player. A lot of you know, gets your rebounds. He can get you some assists. He's a good all-around player, but not like that.
You look at just the leading scorers in the NBA, points per game, like you're looking up at an awful lot of guys.
Well, Luka's probably the top of the list, I would imagine, right? He's a guy that if he scored 80, I'd be like, yeah, Luka
can
do that.
You pay attention to a lot of NBA. I hear you talking about it before the show. Do you know any of the other top five scorers right now?
Cade Cunningham, maybe?
No, he's 12.
Jalen Brunson?
Bad pick by you. No,
Jalen Brown.
No, you suck
this
at this.
Segment's called Humiliating Ted.
You got Luka, the number one guy. You got none of the other five.
Well, then I'm.
And they're all super big names.
Is SGA on
Yes,
there?
He's two.
Okay. And then Jokic?
Jokic is five.
Okay.
And. Yeah, man.
Hey, Anthony Edwards, okay.
And Tyrese Maxey, you wouldn't have gotten that one.
No,
Sixers.
I was actually thinking
Sure,
he scores a lot of points.
Yeah, he pads his stats, doesn't he, Teddy?
All these guys pad their stats.
Stop it.
Bam Adebayo had a lot of free throw work at the end of
this
that game.
This is all I have. Bam Bam Bigelow and Maxey pad.
Yes.
That's what I'm here for.
The pads.
Buckeye assistant coaches make a lot of money. How much money? We'll tell you. Coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Only one accident out there right now on Bryce Road between I-70 and East Green Boulevard. Picking up a little slow traffic, though, northbound on 71 between 670 and 11th Avenue. That's a two-minute delay. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drugged driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
You smell it.
No, no, not that.
It's tournament time, baby. Catch exclusive coverage of the unveiling of both the men's and women's NCAA tournament.
Live Sunday, March 15th from 6 to 9.
Your home for the madness. The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop again as we go into the second half of the day, with temperatures soaring into the mid-70s and gusty winds with powerful gusts upwards of 40 to 50 miles per hour. For tonight, eventually the showers and storms taper off overnight and temperatures plunge as we drop to right around freezing with gusty winds. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Are you dealing with ED?
Yes.
The dreaded erectile dysfunction. If it's affecting you, it's time to get back to the intimacy and love that bring you closer together.
Oh.
Not to mention the SEX.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're saying to yourself, you know, I've heard you dopes talk about Tri-State Men's Health, but what happens there? Well, let me tell you. You schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. Your initial visit, just $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a T and PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose right there in the office. And if the test dose doesn't work right there,
then
your visit is free.
Oh,
they have an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be having hibbity-dibbity time the day after your appointment.
And Fish will be the referee.
Oh,
because he lives right next
door. He'll put both arms up because that field goal's good.
It's damn good, baby. No doink here.
Call today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatementshealth.com.
So every time this guy comes into work, I start thinking about what is the proper, like, lunchtime etiquette in an office setting. And it's even different when you talk about our studio space.
You talking about Rothman warming up Fish?
We've got a rule here, you and I, yeah, that too, where we won't bring certain foods into the studio unless it's something special. I know we had pizza pies in here, but that was different. That was the final hurrah for Pizza Madness. So we had the Tommy sitting there, we had the JTs sitting there, and we were eating some slices.
There's nothing offensive about the smell of a nice pizza pie.
Well, pizza is something that's universal,
but
right?
When Rothman's it's a universal warming scent. Up, you know, Gordon's fish sticks.
Trust the Gordon's fisherman.
And Ice has got a big bowl of microwave scrambled eggs.
We've got eggs and
we
fish.
We walk in here, it smells like butt.
We've had some interesting smells that we've come into at 3 o'clock when the shows change over, that's for sure. And even, forget if it was just the studio, even if you're just by the microwave, and the funkier the food smells, that can affect people that are in the area. And so every time I see Reimer, he'll do this once a week, once every 2 weeks, where he will do an entire, like, Mexican nacho fiesta.
He does a whole thing.
He has an unopened bag of tortilla chips that he just walked into the building here. Just as I was coming back to the studio, I took one look at him. He had this grin. He had this SEG, this S-eating grin on his face.
He brings the shredded cheese. He brings the beef or the chili.
Or the black beans if he made them the night before.
And he'll just make that whole thing up in the Easy Bake Oven that we have over there.
Right. It's a microwave that's so small that it looks like an Easy Bake Oven. I think that he should make little plates for everybody when he brings in nachos.
If you make nachos, you must make them for the
staff. Nachos seems like a thing that you have to share. It's almost like bringing a pizza in. Nachos is something you put in the middle of the table. Everybody kind of digs in and takes some.
What if it's a personal pizza? You don't have to share that. You've been doing a lot of pizza research. You haven't been sharing.
That's not true. It's not true at all. Haven't been sharing. Last time I brought in pizza from Osteria, who was the sharing slices with you? I'm like,
well,
please,
me,
try
this.
Please try the sausage pep. Please try the cheese. I look over there to see if Evil Bald Colin is there. I'm like, please, would you like to take a slice of this pizza? Teddy, I gave him slices of pizza. It's a blasphemous statement out of you.
That's right. You're right. I'm sorry.
Who is this guy?
He's uncalled for.
Crazy.
Uncalled for.
How you doing there, Teddy?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Hey, Teddy, how long have we been banging together? A long time, right?
Oh, yeah, like
too long.
30, 40 years.
Remember back in the day, we would do the shows and we would say that under no circumstances would there ever be a coordinator that made $1 million.
I remember an athletic director at Ohio State, I think it was Andy Geiger, said that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, times have changed because the salaries came out of all the coaches on the staff yesterday. Matt Patricia, the number one coordinator in the country, he's making $3.75 million. That is an increase of $1.25 mil from last year.
God.
Yeah, he's up there, man.
Here's the thing. I predicted that he was going to be getting into a number close to that. I didn't know if it was going to be quite that high, but it was definitely going to be in that 3.5 mil range to keep him from going back to the NFL. But it does surprise me how much more he's making than the rest of the staff and rest of the top guys.
So we talk about Arthur Smith coming in. Arthur Smith was in the same sort of boat as Matt Patricia, former NFL head coach, coming into a program like Ohio State, trying to rehab his image, all of that. Arthur Smith is making 1.5. And here's how whacked out the system is now. You and I looked at the 1.5 and said, is that all? That's a bargain.
What kind of bum salary is that?
Who's negotiating that deal?
Couldn't he get that anywhere in the NFL?
1.5 million for Arthur Smith.
I mean, my goodness. Tim Walton is making 1.8. He is definitely, with Brian Hartline not here anymore, the crack recruiter on the staff. Of course, he is recruiting defensive players, secondary players. That's his bread and butter. So you want to see Ohio State continue to do the best work in the country at that position, and they're paying him like that. Larry Johnson, elder statesman of the game, he's been banging for a long time. He might have even gone down a little bit in these later years. He might have been sniffing around
from last year.
I mean, like, if you went back more years than that, I want to say he might have been.
Well, Larry's at 1.6 now. He's sniffing glue.
Sniffing two.
Oh, that's a bad thing to say about Larry Johnson. Sniffing glue.
Picked a hell of a week to stop sniffing glue.
Last year is at 1.4. Then it's Arthur Smith at 1.5. Keenan Bailey with $1 million. Tyler Bowen, $1 million. Matt Guerrieri, $1 million. Cortez Hankton, the new wide receivers coach, $900,000.
From LSU.
Laurinaitis is making $900,000. By the way, that's an increase of $400,000.
That's a big raise.
He was making $500,000 last year. Now, again, everybody wants to make $900,000 a year, okay? However, you know, Laurinaitis is one of those rare guys that has $30 million in the bank from playing football at a pretty high level.
No, I don't think a guy like James Laurinaitis is in this business just for the money. Transcendent money.
He's not.
So he's doing it to
you also want to be
relationships.
You're not an intern.
Of course. Would James have ever struck you as the guy that wasn't willing to put in the work to meet up with his peers? Just because he played the game in the NFL, he's smart enough to know that doesn't mean you just walk right out the door and you become a top line offensive coordinator at one of the best programs in college football. Even at his alma mater, he's okay putting in the work to get to those spots, and he's doing a damn nice job. Poor Robbie Disher, our special teams coordinator, just making breadcrumbs at $400,000.
Well, by the way, it's nice to have a full-time teams coach, isn't
it? And you know what, Robbie? If you make this into one of the best special teams units in the country, I wouldn't put it out of the question that you double your salary or get close to $1 million. If we're scoring touchdowns, returning punts, making 58-yard field goals.
When you factor in all the assistant coaches, you tally it up, they're making 15.3 mil. Okay? That's number one in college football with a bullet.
That's closing in on that whole $21 million pile, right?
15.3 million for the assistants. Ryan Day's making 12.5, and this says nothing about strength and conditioning staff because Coach Mick is close to $1 million, if not there. Yeah, and Schlegel's back. He's not making $4.
And we got a general manager, too, who's been here for a long time doing a big job.
You tally all of this up. That's a... I'm not going to do the math, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah, Pantone's got to be making about that, too. If Marotti is, Pantone's got to be right around there, if not a click more. I don't know why I don't see his numbers here in this...
This is just for assistant coaches.
It's just coaches.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not made staff. Public somewhere, too, though. But that's... What do you think about that? When you think of the fact that there that much money is poured into the coaching staff and there's only but a little bit more to cover every single athlete around the
Here's
block
the thing,
O,
man. I'm not saying
just football.
That this system doesn't need help, that it doesn't need more rules and regulations. It does. However, I think sometimes we just get focused on the wrong thing. We're holding all these summits, right? Oh, we got to figure it out, man. These players have too much financial freedom. They're making too much money. They can transfer anywhere they want to. It's ruining the game. All right. I'm not saying it's not. But we're not talking about that, are we? We're not talking about the number, the percentage increase in coaching staffs in the past 10 years. It is a ridiculous number. If you truly want to talk about making college football more competitive, which I don't think they do, but they just throw it out there because it sounds good.
Certain people need to get paid.
Right, but if you truly are talking about making college football more competitive, there should be a salary cap, but it shouldn't be with the players. It should be with the staff.
Yeah, that's the way you would do it. We don't need floors, we don't need caps, but come up with a way to have more money to sprinkle around to your players. Because you look at any sports system, sports league setup, there is no world and where the guys that aren't playing the game are getting that small of the cut. It's about the cut of the pie, not the overall number of what's in that bucket.
Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Still only one accident out there at the moment. It's on Bryce Road between I-70 and East Green Boulevard. Expect some delays through there. And slow traffic eastbound I-70 between Livingston and US 33. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's new Lux Value menu has 10 lavish indulgences, all $3 or less. It's easy to get carried away. Like when you try the new mini taco salad, you might ask, do I need a salad fork? The fork in the bag is fine. Lux Value menu at participating locations while supplies last. Price and participation vary. Tax extra. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ben and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
She's not wearing a leather jacket today. She's wearing my 90s-era Chicago Bulls warm-up
An even
jacket.
Cooler jacket today.
It is so really cool.
What's the name of our text chat? That we're all
leather
on.
Leather jacket. Don't even start
so
with
so
me.
So you are one of those today.
I was wanting your...
Leather
oh,
jacket
losers.
You do
have
losers.
An extra one. I thought I didn't yes, want to take I, yours. I only saw two on the hanger, so I didn't take the other
I
leather
I already
one.
Brought it down to the studio here because you're a princess and you need the microphone to be set up for you.
My chair's a little high, Tim.
The chair's too high for you. Right. Sorry.
Let me
get on that right away, Your Majesty, Your Highnessness, Your Royalness.
I come in here every week. I don't know how the chair works.
It's true, I don't.
I know. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good.
I missed you guys.
You were at the combine last week. You
I
didn't
was?
Get to hang
wow,
out.
That feels like a long time.
It does feel
no,
like
wait,
a month
no,
ago.
No,
that was 2 weeks
that
ago,
was
buddy.
2 weeks ago, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Nah,
it
buddy.
Was such a memorable hit
no, she
last
was,
Wednesday.
She was here last week.
Last Wednesday was probably my best line I've ever said in this room.
You still remember it because it really, really sucked.
No, it was great.
When I... When I look over at Mike, he looks
like a woman.
He's got the puffy cream collar because he's wearing the bomber jacket, and he has this hoodie that's stuffed on his neck. He's got Batman neck. He can hardly move.
You've got like three vibes going on over there.
I don't know what.
He's like Kenny Albert over there.
I don't know what's happening over there.
Welcome to the NFL on CBS.
None of them are good. I know.
My God.
What's new in Nicole world? What's going on behind the scenes at Channel 10? What's the gossip?
So work related.
Well, I mean, anything you want.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on in my life at the moment.
We don't have to talk about that.
Fun things?
We had a little conversation show.
We had a little tea time before the
show.
Okay. Well, we didn't have to tell them that.
I didn't say anything. I just said we had tea time. That could be about anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now we made it really awkward.
No, it's not weird. I'll tell you what's going on. March Madness is about to happen. We just had a meeting that we will be going to wherever the Buckeyes are playing.
Cool. All of you are going?
As of now, it's me and Adam. We're not really sure. That could potentially change. But some people from the 10TV sports team will be going.
You want to go?
No.
To cover the Buckeyes.
I do.
I told Fishy, because he asked me if I wanted to travel for the tournament.
Wait, really? Oh my God, and that'd I be said, so fun.
No. And this is why the answer was no. Because I'll be in my hotel room trying to relax.
Mikey! Come on! Let's go out and play!
No thanks.
That's your dream come true.
I said that if they make the Final Four, I will be there.
Okay.
We'll go to Indy together. We'll go to St. Elmo. We'll have a shrimp cocktail. We'll have a whole thing.
Oh, please.
We'll go over to Dan Dockich's house and we can drive into the Klan meeting. We can do it all. We'll do it all.
We're not driving Dan Dockich to the Klan meeting.
No, we're not doing that. We are going to St. Elmo, though.
He's got an Uber.
The Uber.
Wait, Mikey, you were going to be able to go? What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Go.
He knows.
We would have bonded.
Forget about you. He knows how much I love ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba, and he doesn't want me to get to cover it.
Oh, you are going to get to go, too?
That's my bag, baby.
You both were going to get to go?
Why would he go and not me?
Fish is not just
doing
send
show
me
together.
What is wrong with you? You could have had Tim live a lifelong dream, and instead, you don't want Nococo to be knocking on your door saying,
he doesn't want me to be happy.
Let's go play.
Because it would happen. Because
no,
it's like taking my child, Timmy, and then my yapper dog, you, and I won't get a moment's peace from either
one
of you.
Please, we can be professional.
Your life would be so boring without
us. Who's going to be professional?
I'm professional.
Put your glasses on, Pinhead.
You mean pinwheel eyes? He's got the little bitty eyes.
I still am annoyed with y'all that you don't wear sunglasses anymore. I look the coolest in here by far.
I didn't have any sunglasses today. It was cloudy.
No, do I look like a rich girl with a million pairs of sunglasses?
Let me see those.
No.
All right.
These are mine. Do you want to try them?
Yeah, I know they're yours.
I steal things like headphones.
No, you gave me these, okay?
Right. I gave them to you because you stole them.
I didn't.
You're wearing someone else's jacket.
I asked if I could borrow
and
you wouldn't let
somebody try on the sunglasses that aren't even prescription.
Fine.
There.
Oh my gosh, it's so bright in here.
There we go.
You don't like these lights we got from Menards?
I can't get over how much you look like a woman right now.
Thank you very much. You don't like these frames?
They're something.
They're bold.
Frames. They're framing something. Yeah.
I do like these. These are pretty good.
You look cool. See that, Mike? These are hurting my earlobes. See that, Mike? That's cool.
I do need to get another set of aviators. I like the aviator style sunglasses.
Yeah, go tours. Tours up, baby.
Yeah, whatever that means.
Columbus Aviators. Tours up, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Are you going out there to cover them?
Yeah.
You going to be out there?
We'll be there.
You and seven people watching the game?
When's that happening?
End of March.
Hey, you don't even know.
You have no idea.
Listen, we got March Madness on the mind.
No, I
want the Chicago Bulls jacket.
I wanted to ask you because just recently you did a cool little feature where you were shooting hoops with Bruce Thornton.
Yes.
And this was in the buildup to him breaking the record.
Yeah.
I know you being a Georgia gal and Bruce being from Georgia and having family connections there, that kind of made you hone in on him a little bit more, as you do with a lot of these Buckeye athletes. But what was it like getting to do that with him, and even maybe off camera, some of the things that you were able to learn about Bruce? Because he seems like such a genuine dude.
What was it like to get whooped? Absolutely dog-stomped.
Well, you had to know that. You had to know that going in.
No, it actually
You need to work on your game a little bit, Nicole.
No,
I meant to tell you.
I haven't touched a basketball since high school. I was actually pretty proud of myself. And you know what was the best part? Bruce said to me that he actually thought I had really good form. And I was like, you know what?
That's a compliment.
You're a sporty gal.
Yeah, I made the layup. I would expect him to absolutely cook me. If he did not, I'd be a little concerned if I beat him in that. So, no, it was fun because I feel like those kind of interviews that you do, you get to see the athletes in a different setting. They get a little more comfortable. Like, he, you know, we were just joking around. He was laughing. We were giving each other crap about stuff. Like, it was cool to interact with him in a non-sit-down setting or up at a podium because they do that all the time. He really got to loosen up and be himself. And it was funny because I ran into his mom at not the Indiana game, but the Purdue game afterwards.
Okay, yeah. First big win that they needed.
And she was telling me, she brought it up to me. She was like, I saw that segment. She was like, he loved doing that. Like, that's the kind of stuff that they have fun doing. I mean, these guys are in college. They're basketball players. Let them have a good time. Just kind of shoot the crap with each other. And that's exactly what we did. I loved it. I'd love to do that more. I really want to do it with baseball and softball. I think we could have a good time with it.
Put you in the batter's box.
I used to play softball.
Let's do a little home run
derby.
Let's
do some BP
with Nicole Sheeran.
I want to have the baseball players teach me how to throw some of their pitches. Like, I think it'd be a fun interactive thing. I'm going to start doing that.
I've done BP with the Clippers
before.
Yeah,
did you see the ball? Like, did you even make contact?
Yeah, I made contact.
With those glasses on? Jeez.
This is before I wore glasses.
Wow.
I had x-ray vision.
Did you
put right through the damn ball?
What was the BP type of, how many pitches did you get to see? 20 to 30?
Yeah, probably about 20.
Like 100, you made contact with one?
They're throwing what, like 65 in a session like that? Trying to throw meatballs?
They're throwing BP.
Yes, I'm aware.
Breaking balls at me.
Did you put any off the wall or over the fence?
No,
over the fence.
Shot.
No, I did hit a couple gappers though.
Couple of gappers.
A couple of gappers.
This felt good.
Yeah.
Nice. I want to do that.
I mean, I wasn't always this guy. I was.
What do you mean by that?
And young. And
I don't know what that means.
Virile.
What are you saying about yourself now?
I'm dead.
You're not dead.
It's over for me.
Maybe physically speaking.
Have you thrown out the first pitch before?
No, and I would love to do
that. We
got
to get you to do that.
I know. If you guys are listening, I would love to do that. I was a pitcher when I played softball.
Consider it done. Well, you can't throw it underhand.
No, I know that, but that was my sport. Like softball, baseball. My dad played baseball.
Did you do the first pitch?
I grew up doing that.
At the Clippers?
Yeah.
Did you make it over the plate?
Couple times.
Man.
Well, the first time I did, the second time, the player that they had catching me was a total douchebag.
That's
because he could have
nice.
Easily caught it on the fly. Instead, he took the short hop on purpose.
Oh,
no,
to make you look stupid.
You dirty.
Absolutely. He did
backed
me dirty.
Up.
I'll never forget that guy, even though I've forgotten him and who he was.
Were you nervous? I feel like I'd be so nervous.
Of course
though.
You're nervous.
Yeah. Do you get to practice at all?
You can warm up a little bit. Like on the side, but you're not throwing off the mound.
Well, obviously.
When you get up on that mound, and you have to throw off the mound, you can't be one of those people that throws from the grass.
No, what are you, 12?
No way. Yeah. You obviously have to. You can go to a park and find a mound somewhere.
Yeah.
And it might not be the same because it might be a sucky mound, but you can still get at least some elevation.
I would love to. That's actually a bucket list thing of mine.
We'll do it together. You and I will do it together.
Oh my God, that'd be so cute. Wait, how would we do that? Dueling?
They have multiple people throwing out the first pitch all the time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, you can throw a pitch, then I'll throw a pitch.
Okay.
And then Timmy can shag our balls.
Oh, Tim. That's so nice.
What is there to shag? You just throw it to home
plate.
Makes YouTube.
No, he's not going to make it over the plate. I'll be just fine.
I think shagging balls in the outfield during BP would be the cooler experience. Getting to run around there, pretend like you're Ken Griffey Jr.
It would be cool to have me mic'd up with another player out in the outfield shagging balls, and we're like kind of doing an interview.
Yeah.
I have so many ideas, y'all. I'm telling you, this whole interactive interview style is my thing.
Do you think you could hit the ball up into the second deck? You think so?
Guys, I was the cleanup hitter.
It is gone! Second deck!
I was the cleanup hitter when I played softball.
Uh-huh. Oh, look out.
I haven't touched a bat in a while.
I thought we were
besides when
about
I
your
sleep with one
life.
Behind my pillow every night because I'm scared. No, I don't do that.
Wow, we really got there, huh?
One time? Do we have time?
No, we don't actually. We're out of time.
It's good to see you, Nicole.
All right, gotta go.
Next time.
Bye. That's a teaser.
What time are you on TV tonight?
11 p.m.
Watch Nicole, Channel 10, 11 o'clock, right here. Everyone is Italian tonight. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There is still only one accident out there on Bryce Road between I-70 and East Green Boulevard. Some more slow traffic westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70, a 2 to 3 minute delay. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21+. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State, yes, yes it is. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus, they have more pizza madness. They're going to get to at least two. Well, not at least two. They will get to two of our final four pizza places tomorrow. Pizza House and Flyers. That's one matchup. And then Granddad's and Adriatico's. That is the second matchup. They'll do that tomorrow. Plus, Rick Bonus, Jackets head coach at 7:30. On Bishop and Friends, Paul Feinbaum, Pied Piper of the Hillbillies. He'll be on at 10:30. And then at 11 o'clock, we start our basketball coverage. Buckeyes in Iowa, Big Ten tournament, and then right after the game is over, hopefully around 3:10, then we pop on, do a regular show.
And then we'll have the Jackets later in the evening, which we'll be able to have on no problemo because of the time of the Buckeye game.
Correct.
Yeah, they are at the Panthers. Look, I didn't think we were going to win last night. I just sort of, with the way that third overtime had gone where they didn't even touch the puck.
They touched it.
Two seconds. And that was three straight overtimes where it kind of followed that same script where they never were the aggressor, where they never took the fight to them. I thought you'd go down south and playing a really good team like the Tampa Bay Lightning, it would start with an L and then we'd have to try to dig our way out of it. So I'm pleased with the result last night. Now, just go for it. Try to stay hot. This would be great to start off with 4 points in these first two games of the road trip.
Everybody is Italian today.
Oh, yeah.
If you're rooting for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic, you have to root for Team Italy tonight. Team Italy play in Mexico tonight. If Italy wins, then Team USA advances to the quarterfinals. Maybe you're saying, well, why does USA need help? They're supposed to be the best team in this pool. Yes, they are. Unfortunately, they lost to Italy last night.
Why?
By a score of 8-6. I'll tell you why.
Why would they do that?
Because their dumb manager, Mark DeRosa, didn't know the damn rules. Now, I don't believe him for a second. He said earlier in the day, he was on TV, MLB Network, where he is an analyst. He said earlier in the day, quote,
We want to win this game, even though our ticket's punched to the quarterfinals.
Oh, dear God.
Well, Mark, it wasn't. He says he misspoke, and he knew that.
Oh, that's right. I know.
You have the manager of the team managing a game like he's already punched his ticket to the quarterfinals. If you look at the lineup last night, half of the big boys on that roster were out of the lineup.
No Bryce Harper.
Coincidence?
No Bregman. And then you even had Clayton Kershaw, who is an emergency reliever, warming up during the eighth inning.
He's retired.
He's done. Yeah, he's done playing. He's a retired pitcher.
Mark DeRosa had no idea what the rules were last night, lost a game that they easily should have won, and now they're counting on another result to move on. If Mexico wins this game, what do they have to do? They have to win it by some amount?
So here's the, like you said, wear your Italian horns today.
If the Italians win, that's fine.
Let them win. Let them win. But if Mexico is to win, they need to score 4 or fewer runs. So listen to that part carefully. You need a low scoring game because it's the tiebreaker is runs allowed per inning
so
or something like
Mexico
that.
So if Mexico wins but they score
five runs
you're dead. In the game, you are eliminated from competition. That's your tournament is
in
over.
In a 9-inning game.
If it's, four
Mexico
runs or
beats,
less.
Mexico yes. beats Italy and score. That's what I said.
No,
Mexico
but Mike just said 5 or more.
Yes, that's what we want.
Right. Yes, that's what we want.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Come again?
We want Mexico to score.
Score lots of runs.
Italy to win or Mexico to win in a high-scoring game.
Oh, Mexico's got to win in a high-scoring game.
Yeah. Although if Italy scores, like 5 runs and loses, then,
see how stupid?
Then the U.S. still moves on.
You see how stupid this is?
Italy score.
You could have avoided all of this. Yes. If you just play your best lineup and you play the game to win last night.
I don't know if
instead
we even,
you're playing patty cake.
I don't even know if between the three of us, we understood a damn thing about what has to happen.
If Italy wins,
we know Mark DeRosa's an idiot.
Game.
Yeah.
You know what? Can I tell you something? We're not the manager.
It's almost
it's his job
like
to know.
These guys that have to manage the teams, they don't have. He didn't have any prior managing experience when he took over in 2023. None. And now, you know, you sit around for a few years. Yeah, you're in charge of Team USA Baseball, but geez, man, like this is a ridiculous blunder where I think if you don't somehow get in advance, you're done.
You know what?
You're
could
fired.
Have like some sort of conspiracy, too, because it says U.S. would be eliminated if Mexico beats Italy while scoring 4 or fewer runs. What if both teams collude before the game? Hey, you know what? We can both advance to the next round. So how about we go out there and we beat you 2-1? And then we both advance and the Americans can do nothing about it.
You're absolutely right.
We could have collusion between the Mexicans and the Italians.
Oh, no.
And you did it to yourself because you didn't know the damn rules.
It'd be kind of funny. Actually.
Did you see your former yoked up boy, Michael Lorenzen, out there pitching 4.5 innings or 4 1/3 of shutout baseball?
He's the man.
Gigantic arms.
He's ripped.
Stop
he's
working
like
out.
The carrot top of pitchers.
Dear God, he's veiny Vevilainen out there.
Bursting.
Yeah. Jumping out of his own skin.
Beastly.
I wouldn't mind, you know,
he's
having
a beastly
some...
Beastly man.
I wouldn't mind, you know, getting a little bit more tone with my arms, but I don't need
just
to be like Michael Lorenzen.
Give it up. It's over.
No, there's a lot of life left, man.
There's nothing.
Life expectancy, especially up in your neck of the woods, like damn near 90.
Yeah.
You better dig in for the long haul.
You live in Hilliard.
So what's my life expectancy? 47?
Yeah, you're done.
Is that what us Hilliard bums are like?
You're done.
You're no
double.
What are you saying?
Pizza Madness, Sweet 16. Coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Police are now on the scene of an accident southbound on Bryce Road, blocking off the right lane between East Green Boulevard and I-70. Eastbound North Outer Belt, some more slow traffic between US 23 and 71, minute or two worth of delays. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Get your car ready for your spring adventures this month at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service location. Buy 3 select tires and get one free. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer ends March 31st. See store for details. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. In college hoops, the Buckeyes will now face Iowa tomorrow in the Big Ten Tournament after the Hawkeyes beat Maryland earlier today 75-64. Tip-off is tomorrow at noon. Pre-game coverage begins on The Fan at 11 a.m. The Jackets got a big win on the front end of their three-game road trip. They beat Tampa Bay 5-2 last night. The Jackets will stay in Florida and take on the Panthers tomorrow at 7. In the NBA, the Cavaliers are in action tonight at 7:30 in Orlando. Jared Allen is out with a knee injury for the Cavs. In other injury news, Max Strus appears to be nearing the final stage of his recovery from left foot surgery. Strus was assigned to the Cleveland Charge, the Cavs G League team, where he participated in today's practice. This update was sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more.
Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Pizza Madness, the Sweet 16, is coming up in mere moments. You can check out all the action at pizzamadness.pizza. It'll continue tomorrow morning on T-Bone and Tyvus. You just asked me a crazy question there in the break.
What?
2 seconds before we came back on the air.
Steak burger thing?
If you could have burgers or steak for the rest of your life, the other one had to go away, what would you pick? I didn't even have to think. It's burgers.
I agree with you. It's not even close.
It's no. Easy. Easy.
Does it make burgers a difference if I tell you both are free? You don't have a price difference.
Have you been to Five Guys? It's like $700 take a family of three.
I went last week, and I give Five Guys crap because it's a lot of freaking money. And it is. However, every single time I go, it's a pleasure. Those places are sparkling clean. They do a terrific job. They're always very friendly, and I love the burgers there. Now, they're expensive as hell. But they're not sacrificing on their product or their service. And I appreciate that.
I love Five Guys.
It's a delicious experience.
They started that franchise a stone's throw from where I grew up in Virginia. And I was going to their second or third location. It was on Route 1. And my dad initially, you know, told me about the guys at work talking about this place. It just got a lot of buzz and we had to go there. So we took us out there on a weekend day. The whole style of it, it was just fun. Just the way that they use the tiling in there, almost like a burger version of a Krispy Kreme, where it just popped when you entered into the building. It just sort of brought you in, the colors like that, the way everybody just had a pep in their step. That was a franchise that was committed to doing it a certain type of way from day one. And I think you saw that, which has to be so hard to do because they exploded. Yeah. I don't know what the stats are, but I mean, you were seeing Five Guys in Anchorage, Alaska before long, you know, 10 years into what they were
and
doing.
Look, they got the country. Premium product. I hope they're paying their employees well. All of that. My wife embarrassed the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah.
When we went.
Now, did she get a hot dog?
No, I want to tell you that my wife has been to Five Guys maybe 20 times in her life. It's not like she just walked in there for the first time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we had no prior discussion. Like, mm-hmm. What are you going to get? She knows what she's going to get. She's been there a million times. So we walk up there. I order mine. Cheeseburger, grilled onions, jalapenos, little Cajun fry.
Nice.
Next.
Nice.
Daughter comes up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little cheeseburger, ketchup, mustard, pickle.
Okay.
Good.
She orders hers.
Here comes my wife. Again, she's been there 20 times. I'm going to have a cheeseburger with grilled mushrooms and, you know what? Swiss today. Ma'am, we don't have Swiss.
Since when?
Since ever. They have American cheese. You've been here 20 freaking times.
Jerry, did you know that they taped the Tonight Show in the afternoon?
They have American cheese.
How long have they been doing that?
That's all they have. You used to know that. What's the matter with you?
God, I said just yesterday, I thank Five Guys because I never thought of using A1 to smother on top of my burger. I don't know why I needed Five Guys to show me that light, but I one day just, oh, A1, yeah, throw a little bit of that on there.
Can I tell you what a combo good with A1
this is?
Meatloaf.
I can see that.
Try A1 with your meatloaf.
Never been a big meatloaf guy. It's not something that's in our hopper that either me or Sarah makes, but Sarah's dad makes a kick-ass meatloaf. I'm sure I'll ask him to make it. And then when we go over there, we'll say, you know what? Changed our mind.
No.
Grabbing sandwiches.
What he'll do is he'll agree. He'll agree
yeah,
to make
he'll
it.
He'll agree to make it.
And then you'll get not. There. Be like, ah, I decided to make ham sandwiches instead.
So, Thanksgiving, guys. I know you're going to bring the kid over, everything. What do you say we do a honey ham in addition to the turkey? Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Get to Thanksgiving. So, how'd the ham turn out? Oh, we didn't cook it. Okay.
All right.
Turkey it is.
Glad you brought it up. Pizza man.
Pizza.
64 pizza places. One winner. Who will reign supreme? It's Pizza Madness, baby.
Presented by Billiards Plus, the largest selection of pool tables, game furniture, and shuffleboard in Central Ohio. And grills, too.
Now, earlier on T-Bone and Tyvus, they had Pizza House knocking off last year's champion, Tommy's. It's over for Tommy's, and I got to tell you, as much as I enjoy the house, I shed a tear. The Tommy's is gone. They also had Flyers beating Hound Dogs. Hound Dogs went to the Final Four last year, but no more for them. Granddads, the 8th seed, continued their magical run. They beat Iaconos. And Adriatico's beat Benny's. So we had matchups this morning, and now it's time for us and our matchups.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
1 seed, JT's. Up against the Bexley legend, the 5 seed Rabino's. We've discussed both of these because they both have won multiple matchups to get here. Rabino's is classic. It's unique. If you've never had it before in Bexley's, I certainly recommend it.
We talk about the sausage a lot with Rabino's.
It is a very unique
because you're not going to see another pizza sausage that I know of in Central Ohio.
Now,
you ever seen that before?
No, we were having a discussion before the show. We were talking about these places and people were chiming in like, oh, yeah, JT's, their wings are really good. They are really good. They do other things there. We're not judging that. Okay, this is just pizza for pizza. Which one would you rather have? Now, I'm going to the voting. You can vote pizzamadness.pizza. And JT's, I don't say ran away with this thing. But they ran away with this thing from the online voting. Now, that doesn't mean we have to go with that. But Timmy, independent of what I just said, online voting be damned. Which one do you think is a superior product?
I contend.
You contend.
That JT's Pizza and Pub takes it here. I respect the hell out of who Rubino's is, what they do. You've got a nice family-run spot that's right there in Bexley. It means a great deal to the people that live in that area that get those pies all the time.
There is something about that heritage brand.
Absolutely there is.
Where you grew up going
special
there.
Feeling.
You take your kids. They'll probably take their kids.
But, I mean, you look at the JT's in the original location. They've got that, too. And they have been building and building
They've
and building.
They've been slowly expanding.
Yeah.
The original location is Linworth.
Mm-hmm.
Right off of Dublin Road.
Right.
And
now they're in Grandview.
They're in Grandview.
Now they're in Jerome
Village. And now they're in Jerome Village. I don't know why.
With a brand new. No, you're good. Brand new location up
Teddy,
there
what do
in
you
Dublin.
Think? Have you had both these places, Teddy?
I think we had. I tried the Rubino's last year, if I remember right, and it was good, but I've had a lot of the JT's, and I'm a huge JT's fan. I could almost just put them right into the championship game if it was up to me, but it's not. But I love JT's.
I do want to point out, because I've pointed this out a couple times, we've had a couple places that do have sponsorships with the radio station. You know, Meisters has done some stuff with us in the past, not us directly, but the radio station. JT's has done some stuff. I think they actively do. That has nothing to do with this. And I'm telling you right now, Tommy's won the entire thing last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they have spent $0 with us and will spend $0 with us. It has nothing to do with that. So we are judging this purely on pizza merit. So Teddy's a JT's guy.
You're actually a JT's guy. And I do think like JT's has, they've got brand power now with what they've been doing in this area for the last few years.
Because the word is out and they're consistently great at it.
And look, location might sway a little bit for us because we have one that's right across the block. And
I'm not factoring in location.
Okay.
I don't care if you have three locations or one.
I'm also trying to take out the fact that I've had one a lot more than the other. But even with that, it's an edge to JT's right here. Rubino's is really, really good. I love how both places, they have perfected their sauce. I respect both of them for that because you know
JT's has multiple sauce.
They have multiple sauce, but I mean the time that's put into preparing their pizza sauce on a daily basis, I respect Rubino's and JT's. JT's has the 12-hour sauce for their main one, and then they have a spicy sauce as well. The thing, if you haven't done it, what I like to do at JT's, because they have the other crust offerings,
mm-hmm.
I think that's nice, too. I would appreciate more pizza places offering the drizzles. Most will do that for you if you ask. It might not be on the menu, but I like to do a garlic parm crust with a spicy sauce to change things up. That has a little kick to it for me.
Also, with JT's, I don't know how they necessarily do it, what their cooking method is, but if you look at the undercarriage of that pizza, it almost reminds me of like a really crispy bottom side of a focaccia.
Ooh, and you love focaccia.
It almost looks like it's fried in oil.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that texture and that crunch. We will have a winner between JT's and Rubino's coming up next. Also, the matchups between Pizza Nerds and Tarita's, Sexton's and George's. And what I think could be the most competitive matchup we've had the entire thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Dante's and Emilio's.
Tough.
That's next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Right lane is blocked off from an accident southbound on Bryce Road. That's between East Green Boulevard and I-70. 5 to 10 minute delay working your way through there. Roar Road, also an accident over at Port Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And an ice.
In Arizona, you can go swinging after
that'd
that.
That'd be great.
You know what I mean?
Huh? Little desert golf.
That wasn't me making a joke. I had no idea you were talking about golf.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, eventually all this rain will come to an end tonight, and temperatures will drop like a rock overnight tonight and will turn drier into Thursday morning across central Ohio. Overnight lows at freezing on Thursday, partly sunny, colder with middle 40s. Friday's gusty with maybe a rain or snow shower early and highs in the mid-50s. Saturday, some sunshine and highs at just about 50 degrees. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh, no. I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your stupid audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Clear? Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling.
Da-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da.
Pizza Madness Sweet 16, JT's up against Rubino's.
It's a big one.
We have discussed. I just want to point something else out. We do have fan voting. We have new people listening every single day. Maybe you're listening because your favorite pizza place told you to listen, because it's very important to them, and I dig that. Welcome. This is not just a fan voting competition. We take that into account, how the people vote on pizzamadness.pizza, but we are truly judging you product for product here. Whether you have 19 locations or one, name recognition and popularity do not matter.
That's right. That's right.
It is just the taste of the pie. We've gotten really fat for all you people.
Which is, we do it that way because a lot of the voting system can be based on who's the most popular.
Correct.
Just for what you know, the names that you know.
Correct.
You don't know much about college basketball and you see that, you know, Kansas is going up against some little guy. You're just going to pick Kansas to go through. It might not necessarily be the case on a given day.
So JT's the number one seed. They were in the championship matchup last year against Tommy's. Tommy's already lost this morning to Pizza House. It was a big upset. They're going up against the Bexley Institution Rubino's. I think we've all made our minds up. And as much as it pains us to say goodbye to Rubino's, I think we do. JT's moves on.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Next up. Pizza Nerds, the sixth seed, to get to this point, they beat Scoreboard in Delaware. They beat Enrico's right off Franz Road, right
by the Bonefish Grill. That's right.
And now they're here. They are in Gahanna. They specialize in square Detroit style. They also have some homemade cookies. And they're doing it the right way. They are celebrating the craft of pizza making. They're shredding their own block cheese. They're making the dough every single day. They're perfecting their craft. And then there's Torita's, the number two seed.
My God.
They knocked off Jets in the first round. They knocked off Carlucci's, another really good Columbus-style place, in the second round. And here they are against the Pizza Nerds. I have said that Torita's could make, as a matter of fact, you know what they do? They make the best straight thin crust pepperoni pizza I've ever had in my life.
Oh, baby. It is pretty good. I don't know if I'll say it's the best I've ever had. That's a huge statement.
They are taking huge pride statement. In what they do. It's the one location. It's takeout only. It's been family run for a long time. They're perfecting their craft as well. They do a hell of a job. Great ingredients. All of that. So, Timmy, you start off. What do you think about this matchup?
This one was tough for me because you guys know, like, I love this Detroit style pizza when it is done well, and Pizza Nerds is doing it well. Anybody that dabbles with a Detroit style pizza, I will try it. I will have it. Like we talked about,
not all are very good though.
No, but we talked about some of the other places that do. It might not be their number one seller because you look at a place like Sexton's, which we'll get to here soon. They're doing their traditional style crust, their artisan style
round
crust
hand
first.
Tossed. Yeah.
Yeah, but then they also have a Detroit style and it's fantastic. And Pauly G is doing the same thing over there. Pizza Nerds, that's what they do. We're putting our focus into this style of pizza and it is really, really good. But when I did first have Torita's, I too
knew exactly what you were talking about. And their ingredients just taste so good. They're making it's the homemade Italian sausage that they do there every single day. Their cheese, their sauce, the cook on the pie, the crisp of it.
Every step
of it. Oh, man.
Well.
Yeah.
Talked about the ingredients. I like the sauce. I love the cheese they use. Top quality pepperoni and toppings. And the cook on it is almost always perfect. I'm one of these guys that likes to go in and ask for a well-done pie. Because a lot of these places, I don't think, cook their pizza nearly long enough. I do not have that issue at Tarita's.
It's really a special place. You know, Cleveland Ave, you got a special place up there if you live close by to Tarita's to be able to have that without too far of a drive. And if you are a little bit away from it, make sure you just make a trip, make a special exception, and go and try it. I have Tarita's winning this. What say you?
Teddy, I know you've had Tarita's. Have you had the Nerds before?
No, but it looks fantastic from the pictures I've been checking out.
Unfortunately, that can't factor in.
If I'm just going off my looks, but the Tarita's, I've had it. It tastes fantastic. It looks fantastic as well. So I don't think anybody's a loser here.
If we go to the public vote, pizzamadness.pizza, Tarita's had the edge in that as well. Look, Pizza Nerds are doing fantastic stuff. I hope you give them your business soon. But I think we're all in agreement that Tarita's has to move on. That's going to bring up a JT's versus Tarita's matchup, my friend.
So that's the eggplant region. JT's or Tarita's will be moving on to the final four.
Let's move on to the other side of the bracket. Sexton's the number one seed.
Pepperoni region here, folks.
Up against George's, the number five. George's in Shawnee Hills. That is one of my local places that I enjoy up in my neck of the woods. Again, just a takeout-only place. They have an ice cream cooler. They have a lotto tickets you can buy.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is nice.
It's that type of place.
Yeah, you walk in, pick up your pie, say hi to the folks. If you're feeling like a Twix ice cream bar, damn good, by the way.
There is Snickers right there. Mr. George, he's in there, and he's very proud of the ingredients he uses. He puts them front and center. He tells you exactly what cheese he's using, exactly what meat, sauce, all of it. It's all right there for you to see. It is a thin crust cut into squares, but it is not a cracker thin crust. It does get crispy, but there is also some chew to the pizza, it's excellent.
Yeah, the crust, we talked about another East Side pizza joint. We had the Bexley on Bexley matchup in the first round, and that Bexley Pizza Plus, which is right next door to Rubino's, has a more medium thickness type of crust. Not saying George's is exactly the same as that. I still think they got a crispier texture, but it's not the thinnest of pies you're going to find, and that's a good thing sometimes.
I like the difference.
I just had
styles.
It again on Sunday, and as a reminder, oh baby, it is really, really good, but
Sexton's is a number one seed for a reason.
Sexton's is a power player now in the pizza game, and I
want to warn some of you, though.
I love that charred
crust. I do, too. But if you're one of these people out there like T-Bone's wife that likes your pizza to be like an uncooked fetus, just white all over, then Sexton's is probably not the place for you.
I don't think most pizza connoisseurs like their pizza that way. Any type, when we're talking about any special oven, right? Whether it's that beehive oven, whether it's wood-fired pizza, brick oven, stone, it just, to me, when that pizza is laying flat on some surface and getting that even cook, oh man, it does something for me. And when it blackens on the outer edges and gets extra crispy, to me, it's Sexton's. I absolutely love what they're doing with their pizzas. I love the fact that they have that location close to the Crooked Can in Hilliard, too, so I can get to it a little bit easier and have a lot of their pies.
I'll tell you know, I'm a lazy bastard, and I travel to eat the pizza, especially for this tournament, but Sexton's one of those places that I keep going back to.
It's hard not to.
Because it's that good.
Yeah, it's hard not to. Like, if you are really unsure of what kind of pizza, if it's Friday night pizza night and you're going to go out to dinner, or if it's Saturday, whatever, it's never a bad call to just settle it with Sexton's, and you know you're not going to go... You're not going to be upset.
With
Sexton's.
Yes. The winner between Sexton and George's coming up next, plus the tough matchup, Dante's and Emilio's.
Boy.
In 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Two lanes are blocked off from an accident southbound on 315 after Henderson Road. That's leaving only the left lane open with a 10-minute delay back from Bethel Road. There's also still that crash on Roar Road over at Port Road. This report is sponsored by WeatherBug. Get the fastest local alerts and accurate 24/7 forecasts with WeatherBug. It's easy to use and provides real-time customizable alerts, so the weather never takes you by surprise. Plan every day with confidence. Download the free WeatherBug app from the App Store now. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man is one soiled bedsheet away from being Jeff Remmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. It's Pizza Madness. We're in the round of Sweet 16. The number one seed, Sexton's, up against the number five seed, George's. George's is a fantastic place, and they get a ton of my business. A, because they're good. B, because they're close. But there's a lot of places that are close to me that don't get my business. Sexton's is a special place because I go out of my way to have it. And there's not a ton of places I can say that about. You voted for Sexton's. I know Teddy's a huge Sexton's guy as well.
I love the Sextons.
Mm-hmm. You do love the Sextons.
Yeah, can't get enough of Sextons.
No,
if
I can't either.
If we look at the online vote, pizzamadness.pizza, Sexton's wins handily. And, you know, it's a bigger brand name than just a single shop place. So I think that factors into the voting. And again, we're judging product for product here. I think we move Sexton's
up.
As much as I enjoy George's.
All right. Kevin Bacon's and 614's for all, baby. A couple of their good specialty pies there.
You know what I enjoy as well at Sexton's? I've been talking about this
for
years.
The white pizza?
Well, that I enjoy, but I enjoy the fact that if you get a pizza with fresh basil, they will put it on after it comes out of the oven.
You don't
not
want it
before,
to be baked,
where
baked
it's just a wilted piece of charred crap.
The Drew Basil? Kicker. Mm-hmm. He's a kicker at Ohio State.
Okay.
All right. Good kickers.
Last matchup of the Sweet 16 round, Dante's. Dante's is the 3 seed up against Emilio's, the 2 seed. To get here, Dante's knocked off Pizza Rover. They're a pizza truck. They're very good. Dante's won that matchup. Dante's also knocked off Mikey's Late Night Slice in the second round. So that's how they got here. Emilio's, the 2 seed. They knocked off Kingy's, Teddy's guys.
Boo.
They also knocked off Angie's Pizza. And now
that's
here they are
win.
Together. Now, this, Dante's and Emilio's are very similar products.
This, to me, this is like high. I talked about high mid-majors. You have mid-majors, but then you have programs that have elevated to a status that don't feel like that. It's almost like a St. John's versus Temple type of matchup where there's so much pizza history right here. And like you said, similarities, I feel bad going with one over the other because they're both outstanding family-run businesses. Dante's has been around since 1973, over 50 years in this town, doing what they do with amazing, thin and crispy Central Ohio style pizzas. But I got to tell you.
What are you going to tell me?
When I have Emilio's, every time I have it, my taste buds tell my brain that this is some of the best pizza I've ever had.
You make
every
audible,
time I go
audible
the first
noises.
Time. The first time I had it, I can control myself, you know, in the ensuing times that have been. But the first time I had it, it was like Seinfeld listening to the dirty cassette tape. It was tough to contain myself.
Oh, brother.
Bro, dear God. How can it be so gooey but yet so crispy at the same time? How do you do this? Emilio, tell me. Where's Emilio Estevez?
Tell me, Emilio. Yes, it's Emilio Estevez's place.
It's Charlie Sheen pops out to say hello. It's really close.
The fan voting.
Dante's fantastic.
PizzaMadness.pizza, it's as close as you can get between these two. Emilio's had the slight edge in the fan voting.
What do you think?
I think they're both excellent. I think that I would have sex with both of them. You say Emilio's?
I say Emilio. Yeah. But congrats, Dante's, on the run. Love you, too.
I say Emilio's,
too. Da, 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 da.
It pains me to say it. All right, we have our Elite Eight.
We got it.
Yeah.
We made it. How do you feel about it? I feel like it's a good bracket.
I mean, we control here in the afternoon, and then mornings they do their thing. As a matter of fact, mornings will have their matchups tomorrow. So tomorrow morning on T-Bone and Tyvis, Pizza House up against Flyers and Granddad's up against Adriatico's. Now, on Friday on this show, not tomorrow, on Friday, we'll do JT's against Tarita's and Sexton's against Emilio's.
So 2-1 seeds are left, and that's JT's and Sexton's.
We'll have four by the time the weekend starts, and then we'll crown a champion next week.
And the only 2 seed left is Emilio's. So there we go.
PizzaMadness.pizza. Give Jen Winters a little bit of time to update everything, and then she'll have the voting available for you.
Speaking of madness, I was watching some more basketball last night. You had Gonzaga knock off Santa Clara. It's always interesting when you don't see St. Mary's in the championship game in that conference. And I think Gonzaga is done, and they are moving on to the newly made Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever they're going to call it, where they're basically transforming some of the old Mountain West.
Yeah.
But we had the stat yesterday in the quiz. It was 29 straight appearances in the finals
of their conference
for Gonzaga.
Tournament. That's nuts.
But then again, like you give Gonzaga is one of the great stories in college basketball history. I saw Seth Davis tweeting about this too, and I could not agree with him more. Tell me how many times you have seen a true to form mid-major like Gonzaga climb out of that, elevate their status, but yet they stay in their conference, but they are still recruiting at a higher clip. They are getting recruits that could easily say no to them and go to Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, or Kansas. And
no, you're right. That's a special unicorn program.
They schedule out the wazoo before they get to West Coast Conference play. Everybody knows it, and they usually have a great record against those top 10, top 5 programs that they play in November and December. And they've done everything but win the national championship, and they've been to the national championship. They made the Final Four, which was a big thing for Mark Few to get accomplished. Everything but winning the title. They are incredible. They're incredible, and they're part of what makes college basketball special and what is special about March Madness. I can remember being a kid in the late 90s when they made that first run and rallied all the way to the Elite Eight. And it's like, who are these Gonzaga guys? Oh, yeah, John Stockton played there, but nobody really knows about him. You had Hofstra was a cool story. You know about Hofstra?
They beat Monmouth in the CAA, and it's the first trip to the big dance for Hofstra.
Hofstra.
Since Jay Wright was their coach.
Jimmy Hofstra.
And Speedy Claxton, another great name, was playing for them, and now he's their coach. So that's a really cool story.
Well, hopefully Buckeye basketball can have themselves a run. Their road starts in the Big Ten tournament tomorrow. Iowa beat Maryland today, and so Buckeyes will play Iowa. Pregame coverage starts at 11. The tap will be at noon, and then we'll be on right after the game tomorrow. Also going on right now, USC and Washington, they're in overtime right now. That game is on the cock. Then later on, Northwestern and Indiana, 6:30, Big Ten Network. Rutgers in Minnesota, 9 o'clock, Big Ten Network. But the Buckeyes road starts tomorrow. Timmy, I didn't think, especially after that Iowa game, I mean, they're playing Iowa tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you have to play better than you played in Iowa City, which was perhaps the worst game of the year, and absolute trash.
Yeah, can't have it. They're not going to have that kind of performance tomorrow. They're more locked in than that right now.
Well, I certainly hope
they,
not.
They are.
I thought after that Iowa game, I said, you know, there's no way that this team's going to rally and make the tournament or do anything. And they've done that. And they've done that by shooting the lights out of the gym and playing consistent defense. Now, I think they're in as it sits right now. If you look at their resume and what they've done over the last week and a half, I think they've solidified themselves a spot.
They're in. They're in the NCAA tournament. They're in.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd like them to really have no doubt.
Yes, me too.
By beating an Iowa team tomorrow.
They're in. I can't believe I'm saying that based on the Iowa game was so recently, Dave Matthews Band, but here they are. And credit to them. I'm with you. And they're not going into the Big Ten tournament with a loser mentality of, oh, let's, you know, get knocked out so we can rest and get ready for the big dance. No, that is not this team. I really, really want to see a matchup with Michigan. I think that will test their mettle in a good way because how badly they performed in that. It's two teams where the last time they saw them, if they can beat Iowa, they were really wrecked and they were not at their best. I think that would do something for every guy wearing a Buckeye uniform when they look over there and see who's on that side. Maybe Colin White sees Michigan again and he gets revved up. Yeah, babe.
We're going to introduce you to Goo Man. Coming up next. Who's Goo Man? We'll tell you.
Krispy Kreme guy?
Nope. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Two lanes are still blocked off from an accident southbound on 315 after Henderson. Right now, a 2-minute delay back from Bethel Road that's gone down a little bit. Also on Henderson, there's an accident at Knightsbridge Boulevard. This report is sponsored by eBay. Imagine what you can find on eBay, like a rare hologram trading card that you've become totally obsessed with. Shiny like the designer handbag of your dreams, eBay has it. They even have the perfect parts that will fit your car. Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, whew, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a Care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a Care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Patriot Air Comfort Systems and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
The
number one pizza expert
and the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. March is that time of year when a lot of us are thinking about fresh starts, maybe even getting a tax refund. And instead of spending that money on something temporary like drugs or hookers, what if you invested it in something that improves your home for decades? Universal Windows Direct, they make that decision easy. Right now, when you buy two windows, you get two free, and there's no limit. If you need 100 windows, must be nice. You're only playing for half of those. Plus 24 months with no payments and no interest. That's two full years and $500 bonus off your home improvement project. What else can I throw at you?
They got a good thick window.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sturdy.
You know, they got good flashing.
Yeah, good as well. Good lock.
Got the weather like this.
Good little clasp kind of lock system on that.
I haven't really checked their clasps, but.
You should. You should. Get back with me.
Thanks for helping, Timmy. Thanks for helping.
Continue.
Call for your free in-home estimate today, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Want to talk about Goo Man?
Let's talk about Goo Man.
So Goo Man.
I found Goo Man yesterday.
This is from the ACC tournament. And, well, I'll just play it for you.
Held to three in the first half.
Foul was Miner's second. But Corey hits the free throw despite the presence of the really loud guy singing the Goo Goo Dolls behind us. Not sure how that didn't throw him off. This is some list to be on. Duke, Duke, and Duke.
First of all, good on whoever was announcing that game to know what the song was. It's a iconic song, or as Tom Menino would say, ionic. Let me ask you a question. Have you looked at Goo Goo Dolls frontman Johnny Resnick lately?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Johnny Resnick, if you're not familiar, is a very interesting looking guy. And if you ever wondered what Bobby Carpenter would look like if he decided to transition to a woman, it would be Johnny Resnick today.
That's one of your favorites, isn't it?
Tell me I'm wrong.
It was a good bit.
Tell me I'm wrong.
5 years ago, and it still rings true.
Well,
today.
Not everybody listens every day, douche nugget. I gotta revisit some of my greatest hits.
That's all. That's what life is about, right? You got a good song, you got to play it. Just like Trent Reznor. Nope.
No, Johnny that's Resnick. Nine Inch Nails.
That's right. That's Nine Inch Nails.
Now
similar
we had
sounding names.
The guy singing Iris. But it will never be outdone by this guy. We just call him the Utah Screamer.
You have the longer version of that?
I just put in Screamer, and that's what it was.
Well, do Utah Screamer. There's a long version of that.
I know. I don't know. Oh, here it is. Utah fans screaming.
Yeah.
We should label it the same thing. Whoever put that in sucks,
what
Ted.
What do you want?
I was going to tell you. Andre Scream in his second year at Butler.
It tickles me, too, that Tim Brando had to deal with that. He's such a nice guy.
Thad was dealing with that guy.
That's right.
That was a game against Butler right there. That
Utah
was in the,
and Butler
the crown.
In Vegas.
I don't even think Utah was in the game. That's the funny part of it. He was just a Utah fan.
That's right.
That was sitting there with nobody around him. What other song would be fun and stupid to belt out at a game like that?
Well, the reason why I enjoy the Iris is because
Iris is good.
That's not necessarily a song you would think about belting out at a basketball game. That's what makes it funny.
What about Drops of Jupiter by Train? Tell me, did you fall from a shooting star? One without a permanent scar, Van Halen is overrated.
You skipped a little verse there.
It's all right.
That would be good. That'd be a good one.
That'd be
a good one.
Stupid one.
What do you think, Teddy? If you're belting it out at a basketball game, what are you going to belt out?
I don't know, because I wouldn't be that guy.
Of course, so. You wouldn't be that guy. You're normal.
I have no idea. Yeah, that's crazy.
I say my hell is the closet I'm stuck inside. Can't see the light. And my heaven is a nice house in the sky.
I got central heating, and I'm all right.
I don't think that would work so well.
Yeah.
You know what today is? Today's March 11th. It's 3/11. 3/11 day.
Ooh.
Maybe we'll do a little Amber at the game?
This song takes a while to ramp up. Play my I like Down from the Blue album. Give me a little Down. Just type in the numbers 311.
No, I can't because
yes, you can.
It'll give me every
click on links and punch in 311.
It'll
I
give
put
me
it in
every external.
Then write down DOWN.
I really hate you.
I know.
311.
Down.
Why didn't you tell me it was in there?
Down, none of them, what I was thank you, you.
It's not there.
Well, it was there 5 minutes ago.
It's not there.
This search system really sucks.
All right, here you go. Hey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Chill. Right off the side as my ego becomes a funky child with some words on my tongue like an intake of juice and a scared of my spit, I dream of juice. Have you ever made out in dark hallways? Display the kiss I made your day. I say, I play a track from your record collection. It's your mix, congratulations.
I don't know 311 well enough to sing it.
Oh, baby.
No, that would be poser activity.
I think these guys were just at Sonic Temple a year or two ago. I think Bone was at that show. Limp Bizkit was there, 311 was there. The dude, the front man, Sarah, has the hots for this singer. He's apparently aged very, very well. He has a cool name, too. I liked that one album, and I played the hell out of it, but I didn't like get to know them where I know all the guys' names. 311 lead singer. Who's this dude? Nick Hexum. Yeah, Nick Hexum does all right. He is really, really put together. I tell you what, the picture of him sitting by the pool.
How about a little weights. Inside Out?
Oh, is that Eve 6?
I would swallow my pride.
I would choke on the rhymes, but the lack thereof will leave me empty inside. I will swallow my doubt, turn it inside out. Find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin round like a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. Burn, burn like a wicker candle.
I'm not as ugly side as you.
Oh,
that'd
boy.
Be good if we sang that at a game.
Hey, Teddy, how'd that do?
Hey, Teddy, we have any listeners left?
I thought of one. How about this?
What do you got?
My own worst enemy.
Oh, they love to pick that. No listeners. They pick that at Nationwide Arena every time they do the little pick between these four songs. What do we jam to at a break in the third period?
Good song.
It's no surprise to me. I am my own worst enemy. Nope,
what?
Not English.
What? English? My own worst enemy.
The track skipped a little bit.
Let's talk about potentially the greatest bobblehead giveaway of all time. Coming up next, Colin, Man, and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
On southbound 315, now only the right lane blocked off from an accident after Henderson Road. 3-minute delay from Bethel. And a new accident in on Riverside Drive over at Glick Road. That's right in the intersection. Emergency crews are there on scene. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement or your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. In college hoops, the Buckeyes will now face Iowa tomorrow in the Big Ten Tournament after the Hawkeyes beat Maryland earlier today 75-64. Tip-off is tomorrow at noon. Pre-game coverage begins on the Fan at 11 a.m. The Jackets got a big win on the front end of their three-game road trip. They beat Tampa Bay 5-2 last night. The newly acquired Jacket, Connor Garland, had two goals in the win and had a chance to talk about his performance after the game.
You know, just winning's what matters. I mean, it's the best time of year to play in, and you're going to be in tight games the whole way out, so they're stressful, but that's what makes it so fun. You know, those in between second and third, just being a tight game. So really, really good team game.
The CBJ will stay in Florida and take on the Panthers tomorrow at 7. Tonight in the NBA, the Cavs are back in action at 7:30 playing the Orlando Magic. This update was sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We all love the word free. Medication-free, side-effect-free, and free support for life. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt office ping pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, God.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
I saw, I just got a funny tweet, Mike. You guys know where to reach us. We're on Twitter at manandtimmy971. You can email us at goodcleanboy@gmail.com, and you can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Technically, we'll get back to Good Clean Wednesdays. We've had Pizza Madness, so we'll take some of your email nonsense coming up next Wednesday. Hey, shoot, maybe even...
Oh, shoot.
Oh, shit. Maybe before the hour's up. Who knows what we could get into, but Notorious B.I.G. tweeted and said, brother, you've got to try a garlic parm slash Cajun combo on the crust. I assume he's talking about JT's, because that's what I was talking about with the flavored crust. He said, it'll blow your nips off, guaranteed. I used to work there and have never changed it up since. 10 years has gone by.
Speaking of the combining of things, I was at Rooster's the other day, and you can combine sauces if you want to.
I've never done that
like
at
you
Rooster's.
You can tell them, like I do, I think it's a fantastic combo, donkey and barbecue mixed together, and you have yourself just a delicious spicy barbecue mix.
Or if you're a wuss and you're trying to cut hot with mild, you might do that. Some people have probably done
that.
Why
would you cut hot with mild? You know what we call that? Medium. You moron.
Maybe hot with medium or medium with mild. One of those two. You're right. There is. I'm sorry.
There's a, you want to cut that hot with mild. There's a heat level there.
In between
yes,
that.
It's called
that.
Medium.
Ah, I got it. I got it. So this is going to be fun. If you want to get a collectible that you could probably throw up there on eBay and get $75,000 for it, then you need to be at the Lake County Captains game.
Throw it on eBay. You want to put this on the mantle so when people come over, they can see it. I cherish it.
That's right. That's right. Don't get rid of something that's a collector's item like that. Keep it at home. So what they got is the Jobu bobblehead, but that's not it. The Jobu bobblehead comes with a shot glass so you can give him peace offerings.
Jobu's rum?
Yes. You telling me Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball? Up your butt, Jobu.
John!
just a bit outside.
So this thing is becoming so popular. I think there have been iterations of a Jobu bobblehead that go back more than 10 years. I think I read in 2014 or 2015 they did this and they went like hotcakes. People up there all around East Lake, Ohio, they cherish those Jobu bobbleheads. You can't get them. Can't find them in the Goodwill. Sometimes the sports bars, they put it behind like 6-inch thick glass with a little light shining down on it. That's how popular these things are. So for $30, this is a $30 ticket to go see High A Ball, right? Good
Pretty
for them.
Expensive for
yeah.
High A Ball
good,
game,
good
baby.
For them if they think that they're going to get this. With guaranteed giveaway, no lines, no stress, just Jobu. That's what they say on their Facebook page. $30 gets you the game ticket and that bobblehead reserved. No camping out required. Do it for Jobu. You have to get your tickets by March 15th, and that's for Sunday, May 24th. It's Major League Day, presented by Lake Erie Distillery. That's going to be a 1 o'clock game. I was talking with good, clean boy Tyler Danberg out there about this franchise, about the Lake County Captains and some of the things that they would do. So you got to look up this pitcher that they had. His name's Matt Wilkinson. They called him the Tugboat. What a nickname. Matt the Tugboat Wilkinson. I think he's had some spring training appearances for the Guards, but he hasn't made it up to the big leagues yet. He was splitting some time.
Matt Wilkinson,
tell me what you think about that 6'1", 285-pound
dude. He's a healthy-looking boy.
Yes. Think he eats some burgers?
Absolutely he does.
Think he's got Jobu on his side? So he's split time between the Captains and the Lynchburg, Virginia Hillcats and the Carolina League.
For the Guardians.
It's spring training, I believe, the clip you're looking at.
March of 2025.
Yeah, March 14th
right,
of last year.
I just see him in a Guardians thing.
No, yeah, he's in a Guardians uniform. So that's what, look, he's only 23 years old. Maybe this guy's going to, you know, develop in the farm system and live out his dream and pitch in the majors. That'd be awesome. But they did this thing where they found an old boat and they refurbished the boat. They knocked out spots for two axles, front and back. And then they put this cool, like, retrofit steering wheel, and they put a motor in there, and now they can drive this actual boat around the field. TD was telling me sometimes when he comes in as a relief pitcher, he will get driven in from the right field bullpen area on the boat. And for a team that's called the Lake County Captains, why wouldn't they just have the boat anyway? And you'll see some of the other players after they have a big win. They're driving it around the infield. I think that's what minor league baseball
By the way, this guy,
is all about.
The guy you're talking about, what's his name again?
Matt Wilkinson, the Tugboat.
Matt Wilkinson, he is pitching for Team Canada in the WBC.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's from Canada.
There
Says
we go.
Says he pitched in one game, 2/3 of an inning, gave up nothing.
Good for him.
Canada still alive or are they eliminated? The fighting Justin Morneau's, do we know? Who cares?
I don't know. There's another Canadian. Matt Bay.
Lots of Canadians.
Joey Votto.
Justin Bay.
Joey Votto, yeah. Jason Bay.
I'm just Larry Walker.
Name.
I'm just going to keep naming first names until I hit that one. Joey Votto, of course. Teddy's favorite. You're right.
Justin Morneau.
Yeah, he's probably along with Votto, one of the most
famous
He's
one of those guys that was on the Hall of Fame track, and then he had that really bad concussion. I think he was sliding into second base, and he was never the same after that.
That's too bad. That's a rough one. Did one of you say Larry Walker?
Yeah.
You said Larry. Okay.
Teddy said Larry. Okay. Naming Canadian baseball players, Teddy.
Eric Gagne.
We've gotten to that point.
Yep.
I had something to say to you. What the hell was it?
I don't know.
It's going to drive me nuts now. It was something good,
you
too.
You can't say that to a person.
I can indeed.
That makes me feel bad.
It was something good. Forgot what it was. Oh, well.
Did you see?
Here, okay, I got something for you. I got something for you. I'm told all the time that we're football crazy in this market, and that's all we care about, which is complete and total bunk. I've said it a million times. And here's proof to that. Top television markets for the 25-26 college basketball season. Okay? Louisville, number one. Makes sense. Big college basketball town, right? Indy, number two. Makes sense. Lots of good college basketball being played in that state.
Hartford, number three, you know, UConn, big basketball market
there.
That's
pretty impressive, too.
Yeah. Number four, us.
Wow.
Number four, Detroit's five, Milwaukee six, Dayton seven, Cincinnati eight, Minneapolis nine, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, High Point 10. We are the fourth highest rated market for college basketball games.
The only shocking part about that to me, there's one specific TV DMA that is not on this top 10 list that blows my mind that they didn't get one of the top 10 spots. Because you have some mid-major markets in here. And
what do you think it goes by
multiple cities, too. Think of a college basketball crazed area. How could they not be in the top 10? Raleigh-Durham.
Oh, Raleigh-Durham. That's right. How the hell is
Raleigh-Durham not in here?
I don't know.
Kansas City, for that matter, too.
We're better than that.
Because KC, you have Mizzou fans and Kansas fans. Nebraska fans as well.
We're better.
Well, you know what? We need to push resources back into the team then. If we're going to make the tournament this year, let's not just take our foot off the gas pedal and idle.
We're paying assistant coaches $92 million for the football team. We don't have any money.
I don't care.
We got to replace a scoreboard that nobody wants replaced.
I don't care. Snap your fingers and make the money. If you need to get a printing press, if we need to put a new mint here in Columbus, do it.
Oh, I remember what I was going to tell you.
Ah, good.
I remembered. It's something that I think we should all rally behind. That's coming up
next. Rallies? Burgers?
Nope. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
State Route 61 is completely shut down due to an accident. This is between Kilbourne Road and West Liberty Mount Vernon Road. Also eastbound I-70, it's an accident on the off-ramp to the southbound West Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Eat it today. At Lowe's, pros get free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. when you order online by 2 p.m. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. Details at lowes.com/same-day-delivery. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean-out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fayette County, Ohio. Pickaway County. Highland County in South Central Ohio. Ross County in South Central Ohio. Clinton County until 8:15 p.m. At 5:16 p.m., radar indicated thunderstorms producing heavy rain across the warned area. Between 1.5 and 2 inches of rain have fallen. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 1.5 inches are possible. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly. Hazard, flash flooding caused by thunderstorms. Source, radar. Impact, flash flooding of small creeks and streams, urban areas, highways, streets and underpasses as well as other poor drainage and low-lying areas. Some locations that may experience flash flooding include Chillicothe, Washington Courthouse, Circleville, Wilmington, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Blanchester, Asheville, Sabina, South Bloomfield, Lynchburg, Leesburg, New Vienna, Kingston, Williamsport, Bloomingburg, Bainbridge, New Holland, Highland Holiday and Rocky Fork Point. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Stay away or be swept away. River banks and culverts can become unstable and unsafe. To report flash flooding, go to our website at weather.gov/ILN and submit your report via social media when you can do so safely.
For a long time, I've built up a reputation in this town, mostly bad. However, one thing I would love to see is a bobblehead of my own likeness. If the Clippers did a bobblehead, common man bobblehead night, you think people would go for that? I'll make an appearance. I'll wave to all my adoring fans. Much like Cal Ripken, I may trot around the entire field.
Oh, will you?
Waving.
Well, here's the tough thing is that they put nets all around the field. Can't get any hands.
So wave to people.
You just like bounce on
the net.
That's
even better.
I don't have to touch anybody. I mean, I want the outfield to be clear, though. That would be nice.
How about a common man bobblehead? Teddy, what do you think? You're the voice of reason on this show.
We can get that done. Yeah.
I think people would buy tickets for that. I really do.
You can
do it early in the season, like a April, May game, where maybe you have normally some attendance problems. I come in, I sell all your tickets.
Sounds like a great idea.
All the tickets sold, huh? For common man bobblehead?
I think so.
What's the attire going to be?
I don't know. You tell me.
On the bobblehead.
What am I doing? Am I having some sort of task that I do?
Yes. I think you...
Scratching myself?
I think you have...
Pizza
like
in one hand?
A microphone in one hand, and you have a slice of pizza in the other hand. And I think we can see like a nice fancy watch on your left wrist. What would his shirt be? Black t-shirt? I think we'd have to go black t-shirt, blue jeans, white Nike shoes.
No, the t-shirt has to say something.
It'd have to say like common man, I think.
Or peepee no worky. Something.
That could be it. That could be it. I don't know. I think it could work.
I think it would.
Grow the hair out a little bit and give that bobblehead a little bit of a
I can
poof
be there to
fluff.
Greet the fans, throw the first pitch, sign some autographs if you need me to. I'll tell you what.
How do you sign your autograph? CM?
No, I spell it out. A little squiggly, but...
Just a little common man?
Yeah.
When was the last time you signed an autograph for somebody?
I signed quite a few of them because I sent our little trinkets to our friends, and they all came with a card signed by me with a little greeting.
Somebody presented a metal card to me at... The last Jackets game I went to.
Did you buy them a beer? Because that's the rule.
I offered and they declined.
If you have one of our little metal card trinkets that we've sent you, that means that you're a super fan. That also entitles you to any time you see us out and about at a place where you can purchase beer. Obviously, if you see Timmy at church, he's not going to buy you a beer.
If you see me, it's a beer. If you see Common Man, it's $500 cash. That's how we worked it out in the contract.
Uh-huh.
So
we'll buy you a beer.
It's a big whammy.
Or a beverage of your choosing if you don't drink beer.
Like if Tyvus had a
Tyvus
card,
maybe
want a nice lemonade?
Something like that. Arnold Palmer?
You know, I was sucking on Arnold Palmer's on Sunday while I was watching the Arnold Palmer.
Sucking on Arnold Palmer's.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Arnold Palmer's what? But
I had
I got
you ever had the Milo's brand?
I don't like the Arnold Palmer. I don't like iced tea.
No, I did this. I got the zero sugar sweet tea and the lemonade, and I just mixed them together so it wasn't pre-done.
That's
fine. Arizona iced tea does the
what I'm saying is
official Arnold
I
Palmer
don't
drink.
Like iced tea. Give me a glass of lemonade. You know what I think about when I have an Arnold Palmer? Lemonade would be very good.
You know
why are you bothering me with this tea?
You know what you are? A moron.
That's true, but I could be a moron with my own bobblehead, and you.
I love how I don't
be nothing.
I love how I just don't even get a bobblehead.
You think you've earned a bobblehead? You've been on this show for 10 months. You haven't earned a bobblehead yet.
I've been here. Though.
I don't care.
Has my work meant nothing to you?
Put some time in the afternoon slot. This Johnny Come. Oh, can you believe this guy, Teddy?
It's all about slots and slits for you, right?
You're damn right.
My 6 o'clock slot meant
nothing to you.
You just
wanted all given to you. You are the true millennial. You know that?
Fine and
you
ego.
Just want it all given to you.
Right now.
You don't want to do any work.
What about this man over here?
Teddy?
What about this man right here?
If Teddy wanted a bobblehead, I'd get him a bobblehead.
Yeah, after Common Man got one, then I would be in line to get one
Teddy's
of the next
Teddy's put in the time.
Yeah.
We can have a bobblehead with Ted eating half a peanut butter sandwich with his yapper dogs.
You know what I also just realized today? You two are company men. You are both wearing fan paraphernalia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ted's got one of my favorite shirts.
Classic.
The baseball. The baseball t-shirt. Style long tee.
Yeah.
I actually hoarded 4 of those suckers because I liked that style
so much. I didn't get one.
I stole a lot of them.
They didn't give it to me.
Did you want it? You don't wear that kind of shirt.
No.
I can't see you
it
in
that. It accentuates the breasts.
Did you wear those when you were younger? Because you were a big baseball player.
The Raglan?
The Raglan. The Rawlings Raglan.
Absolutely. I didn't have breasts then.
Yeah. Did you have all the different colors? There was the yellow, the...
Must be nice.
The royal blue,
no,
the
I
black,
had,
the
I
red.
I had one t-shirt.
All different colors.
Wore it every single day.
And you're wearing your fan hoodie.
I did TV with Dami today.
What'd you guys talk about?
Jackets.
What'd you say?
We were talking about the Vic tees. Who's going to watch that? Talking about the Jackets victory last night. You know, Dami's all in on everything.
Oh, no, you don't say.
You know, like, I think the Jackets can win the cup. What do you say, Common Man? I say you're right, Dami. When I'm with Dom,
just lean into him. Yeah.
I don't fight Dom.
No.
It's his show. It's his thing. I'm just there as a prop.
How great is it going to be in this town when the Buckeyes win the national championship and then the Jackets piggyback off that and win the Stanley Cup? And then the Browns are going to win the Super Bowl,
okay.
And so will the Bengals.
Oh, somehow.
It's going to be fantastic.
The Browns and Bengals are going to be so good, they're going to change the rules to allow two AFC teams to play in the Super Bowl.
It's going to be like Kristoff and Truman Show when he watches them play. Browns and Bengals football, the best I've ever seen.
They can merge
the
teams.
You both win.
Merge the teams?
Yeah. Ohio's team.
Yeah.
Even if you put those two rosters together, I don't think they win the Super Bowl.
Probably not. Do they make the playoffs?
No,
well,
no.
Browns have a great defense. Bengals have a great offense.
You bring
I think
Miles
they would
Garrett.
Be. Yeah.
All you need is Cincy and then pull over Miles Garrett.
Although, hey, watch out now. So the Max Crosby deal is off
for
the Ravens, but they drastically overpaid Trey Hendrickson. My God, what'd they give him? Like $60 million guaranteed?
$112 million over 4 years as he's going into his 30s. Yeah.
My God.
And think about this too. If the Cincinnati Bengals had re-signed him, that would have been the end of it. He would have never had more than 6.5 or 7 sacks in a season.
But now you think he's going to
He wouldn't play more than 10 games in a season for the life of the deal. But since he goes to the Ravens, he'll have 23.5 sacks in 2026.
And I saw that Geno Smith is going back to the Jets.
Well, good luck with all that.
I saw a tweet that just was posting their new arsenal now. It's saying, Geno Smith, Breece Hall, Adonai Mitchell, Garrett Wilson, who we love. Who's stopping this offense? And the first response was a list of all of the other NFL teams below that and the New York Jets. Was the other team listed.
In practice, they're going to stop that?
They're going to stop themselves. They suck.
Yuck. Cam Hayward has re-upped with the Steelers.
One more year.
So he's not holding out or anything. He had a year left on the deal, but they sweetened the pot, so he's happy. And no holdout, no hold-in for him. He'll go and play for the Steelers this year.
You talk about a pro's pro. If there was someone that I needed to walk me to my car after a night out drinking, Cam Hayward, I think, would be the guy.
Yeah.
Like 6'6", 300 pounds. Not someone to be trifled with. Like, he is a nasty, nasty, tough football player. And to have that kind of longevity, being the man in the middle for that long, don't you hit it. Don't you do it.
Well, good luck with all that.
Jeff Rimmer. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
State Route 61 is still closed off due to an accident between Kilbourne Road and Liberty Mount Vernon Road. Avoid that area till that crash is cleared, and still got that accident southbound 315 after Henderson Road that's blocking the right lane. This report is sponsored by Straight Talk Wireless. Every now and then, you find a deal that actually feels like a win. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get more and pay less. Now that's a good deal. No contracts, no credit checks, no surprises. All on Verizon's 5G network. Find it in the same place you've always found straightforward prices. Exclusively at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Trap.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village, it's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Oh, he's our guy. Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
And good afternoon from beautiful Maryland, just outside of Baltimore. How about that?
How you doing? You visiting the grandkid and your daughter?
Well, today's Crosby's birthday. 10 years old today.
Oh, 10 years. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Crosby.
And ever since he got home from school today, about 2:30, 2:45, I've been playing hockey. So thankfully you guys have called to give me a bit of a break.
Now, when you go and visit, do you stay at their home with your dirty, no-good son-in-law who took your loved ones away from you? Or do you stay at a hotel down the road?
The Staybridge?
No, we stay in the next room to Crosby. So, yeah, we stay with the family.
Do you have to curb your erotic activities?
Or stop it. Don't mind. Jeff, how do you do it?
He's a sick puppy. No different than any other day.
He's a sick man. I have to sit next to him for 3 hours every single day. Can you imagine it?
I don't know how you do it.
All right. What size bed is in the room, though?
See?
Queen or king?
Queen.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're not going to have a king in a guest bedroom. That's practical.
That's excessive.
Yeah, it's too much. Too expensive.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, a little nostalgic visit. We went to Baltimore, Little Italy for lunch on Sunday. I haven't been to downtown Baltimore for 30-plus years. When you think 20-plus in Columbus, 11 in Florida, and it's been a while. So I'd never seen the football stadium built, which is adjacent to Camden Yards. Mm-hmm. And, of course, that was my home for almost 10 years once Memorial Stadium was outdated and they built that beautiful ballpark that so many teams have tried to emulate but cannot reproduce. So, yeah, it was a great visit to downtown Baltimore for sure.
I have bias, but I contend that is the best ballpark in baseball. And I know a lot of non-Orioles guys or non-Orioles people would say that that's a great ballpark as well. If they just visit the Inner Harbor, spend a weekend there. It's really not a bad road trip from Columbus to go down to Baltimore, maybe swing down and hit D.C. and come back. Jeff, if you're going to in the mood for crab cakes, make sure you go to Jimmy's. Go to Jimmy's in Dundalk before you leave the area if you've never been there.
Well, we're leaving tomorrow morning because the Blue Jackets, we need to talk about those great Columbus Blue Jackets with an impressive win last night. So I'm heading home tomorrow morning, and I will be in attendance at Amerant Arena to see the Jackets play the Florida Panthers tomorrow night.
Well,
looking to extend that point streak, and there are more of the Florida Panthers who I think are just basically under Bill Zito trying to tank here because they do have do not have a first-round pick, pending, of course, They are protected for the first 10. If they finish in the bottom 10, that I believe that that would protect that first round pick. Otherwise, with all the deals that they've made, they've traded away a lot of picks. So, understand Verhaeghe won't play. Marchand is probably through for the season. A number of other players are banged up, including Sam Bennett. So I think the Jackets will be playing a depleted lineup tomorrow night here, or not here, but in South Florida.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer here on The Fan. So Jackets get the victory last night in Tampa. Connor Garland, man, he was a guy that could not get on the scoring sheet. He was goalless for like a month. He comes in here and it looks like he can't miss his. What's the difference?
Well, he says it's playing on a team that's right now winning and playing in the top six, playing the role. But I'd like to say, yeah, Garland got the two goals. He's got four in the last couple of games. But, Mike, last night's win for me was impressive because all four lines were contributing. It was a great effort defensively. I thought Matejczuk was the best defenseman. I got to be honest with you, and you guys know how much I love Zach Werenski, but Zach was really, really sick, missed those three or four games, and he still does not look like the Zach Werenski that we know. So it was nice to see Matejczuk step up last night. I thought Elvis controlled his rebounds, really didn't get tested too much by the Lightning, who are struggling. They lost 6 of 7, but it was a complete team effort last night, and the Jackets are going to need more of that here down the stretch if they want to make it to the postseason, and I believe they will, as I've said here for the last several weeks.
It is name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Jeff, tell me your thoughts on two other Jackets here that have really become fan favorites. They've moved around to some different lines, but I'm talking about Charlie Coyle and Mason Marchment and just what these guys do. They both bring a physical presence to what they do. What have you seen from your vantage point out of these two players?
Well, I think Marchment brings more of that physical presence. I just think that Coyle is an exceptionally smart player. His IQ is very, very high, and you see that with his performance, whether he's killing a penalty, whether he's on the power play, whether he's taking face-offs. And I'm really impressed, and of course, we're all going to wait till the end of the season before General Manager Don Waddell starts talking in terms of contract. But my hope is he might be the first guy signed once the season ends, because I'll tell you, if he's not and goes to free agency, there are going to be a lot of teams after him. And it is not a good class. Let me say that right now. It is not a good class of free agents with a lot of guys signing up, and it might not necessarily be that free agent frenzy that we've seen in the past years on the 1st of July. So the Jackets have got to do their own homework and get these guys signed during the offseason.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
Always willing to talk about the good folks at Buyers Imports by the Airport right there on Hamilton Road. And we're always looking for deals. Hey, nobody wants a deal more than I do. You want some good deals? You want some great deals? Only one place to shop, and that's Buyers Imports by the Airport. What have I got up my sleeve here today? 0% on Volkswagen Atlas for up to 60 months right now at Buyers Imports by the Airport on Hamilton Road. 0.9% on the popular Volkswagen Tiguan, and that's up for 60 months. And let me also say, whatever you're looking for, be it an Audi, a Porsche, Subaru, only place to go, Buyers Imports by the Airport, right there on Hamilton Road. Tell them Rimmer sent you.
Go back to the trade deadline, Rims. Jackets are playing the Panthers tomorrow night. Are you surprised that Sergei Bobrovsky didn't get moved?
Not at all. Not at all. I think that obviously Zito, in fact, I know for a fact that he did have some discussions with other teams, but Bob made it very clear, and I think I said it last week before the deadline, that he did not want to go anywhere. He's got to get a contract done. His agent's got to come down considerably on his demands. He's coming off a contract of 7 years in length at better than $10.5 million.
He's going to be 38 years old, too.
Yeah, he's not going to get anywhere close to it, but he's got an agent that's got to reduce his demands as they sit here right now. Otherwise, you may not see him re-sign, and there could be some goalie movement in the NHL here in the offseason. That will be certainly something to keep an eye on, and you know what? If Bobrovsky doesn't agree to terms with Florida. I'm sure that there'll be some other areas that they can certainly look at to shore up their goaltending. I'm told they even took some calls on Tarasov, another former Blue Jacket goaltender, who, of course, was signed or traded for by Zito last year prior to the deadline. So, yeah, I mean, Florida could have a whole different outlook as far as their goaltending come next season. But there's a team that's been to the Stanley Cup final, winning the last two. They took Vegas to the finals the previous year. They played a lot of hockey. They haven't had their captain all season long in Barkov, who, by the way, is close to coming back, but I doubt very much. You never know, though. I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to play, but their captain Barkov has been out all year and is close to at least 100% from what I am told. He
Rims,
won't play tomorrow night, though.
Let's do some name dropping. What do you got?
I got nothing today.
Okay, good. Thank you.
No, I'm sorry, but I'll have some next week. I've just been focusing here on the Blue Jackets games here of late. Haven't really thought much about it, and having spent almost a week here in Maryland, it's been the furthest thing from my mind, other than getting by Camden Yards and thinking about all those great memories I had with the likes of Rafael Palmeiro and Brady Anderson.
There you go.
Cal Ripken
both
Jr.
of those guys, and Brady and Rafael Palmeiro. You did shot them both in the ass with steroids, right?
Someone had to do it.
Did I ever tell you that Rafi and I did a show? It was Rafi and Rimmer on the radio once a week, and he still claims to this day that he never took performance-enhancing drugs.
Okay.
Because quite frankly, listen, let me finish.
I like how you said you have no names. I did a radio show with Rafi Palmeiro.
Yeah. Well, it just came to mind as I was thinking of Camden Yards. He claims he never took any performance-enhancing drugs. I believe him, but it cost him a spot in the Hall of Fame because I believe he would have been a Hall of Famer had it not been.
You believe OJ, too. He was nice to you.
We all remember all those Capitol Hill hearings where those guys were. I'm not here to talk about the past. Was that his thing?
No.
Mark McGuire was misremembering, and Rafi had like a
Roger
line
Clemens
he kept
was about, misremembering.
Roger.
About, Roger Clemens.
How about Sammy Sosa? He was another one.
He all of a sudden did not speak English.
No.
He could talk about Armor hot dogs, though, but that was about it.
Thank you, Rims.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, as always.
Enjoy the game tomorrow night. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
State Route 61 is still shut down due to an accident between Kilbourne and Liberty Mount Vernon Road. Also a crash on Riverside Drive in the intersection at Glick Road. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Need it today at Lowe's. Pros get free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. when you order online by 2 p.m. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability, details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And T-Bone.
And Timmy.
And Tyvus. Pizza Madness is here.
Oh, Pizza Madness, baby.
Pizzamadness.pizza on the interwebs. Vote now. It's brought to you by Billiards Plus.
Go vote, you stupid idiots.
Common Man, the podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man Timmy. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, buddy.
We have some fast food items here. I want to get your take on this.
All right.
So Taco Bell is adding lots to the menu in 2026, including Flamin' Hot Nacho Fries.
In.
Me too.
I don't mind that at all.
Diablo crusted crispy chicken nuggets.
What's the Diablo crust?
I've had the Diablo sauce for a while now. On again, off again, right?
Dusted with fiery Diablo seasoning.
Yeah, in.
Doritos Cool Ranch dusted crispy chicken nuggets.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
In. With Cool Ranch dipping sauce.
Yep.
In.
Flamin' Hot dusted crispy chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I could do this all
Beam,
day.
You're going to be a yes for all these items, aren't
you? I said this about Taco Bell. Yeah. You either like everything at Taco Bell or nothing at Taco Bell.
Let me tell you
my hot take. 7,000 things on this list.
I understand.
I think if you consider yourself like a foodie and you like going to nice restaurants and having a good meal and you don't like Taco Bell, you're out of control.
I agree with you 100%. It doesn't make any sense.
100%.
I don't like people that poo-poo.
I don't either.
Fast food establishments. No one's asking you to go and eat there every single day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But you have these people who are like, oh, White Castle, that's disgusting. Yuck, little
don't
nasty sliders. They're not nasty. They're delicious. You don't have to eat it every single day. And Taco Bell is one of life's great joys. I once had a date night where we saw Lincoln and had Taco Bell.
Lincoln Park.
No, the Daniel Day-Lewis movie. Oh.
Just like real Abraham Lincoln would have done.
The biopic.
I am
upset.
Yes,
you don't think he would have eaten
You don't
there?
Think Honest Abe would have had a little Mexican pizza?
Shit.
He would have been there all the time.
Absolutely.
Every week. They did take the chicken burrito off the menu, just like their $1.29 chicken burrito off the menu a couple of years ago. No, that should have stayed for forever.
Also, if you're taking a road trip to Chicago, McDonald's has the headquarters there, and they have global menu items in the restaurant. They have a McWrap mango curry.
In.
Out.
Timmy, no likey the mango curry.
No, I don't want that.
I'm probably out on that, too. They have garlic pepper Crisket fries.
Yeah.
Looks like they're crispy waffle cut fries.
Yeah.
A Philly cheese stack. That's
from Great
England.
Britain.
Yeah. Looks like a double burger with grilled onions and cheesy sauce.
Was that where they're fries? Is that from China? Is that where they're saying they're selling those?
Is that? No, that's not the Chinese flag.
Not China?
Is it? I don't know.
I can't see the colors, though, of the flags. And it's black and white print
from Canada.
Let me see it.
It's a ghost pepper McChicken.
I don't know what the flag means.
No. Ghost pepper McChicken. I just want the spicy McChicken back. You gave it to us. I enjoyed it. You took it away. You never brought it back.
They don't do that?
No.
How can they not bring a standard spicy chicken back?
I don't know what to tell you.
That doesn't make any sense.
The spicy McChicken is not available locally, and it's driving me nuts.
Wendy's has just a stranglehold on that game, I guess.
I love a Wendy's spicy chicken.
I do, too. I like Chick-fil-A spicy chicken.
When made properly. The problem with Wendy's sometimes is that the filet thickness is not how you'd like it.
I think the tomato thickness sometimes gets out of control. Sometimes
you can't have a tomato slice on a patty. Yeah, you don't want the actual tomato to feel like a burger patty.
Right.
Yeah, it does complement the burger. I love having lettuce, tomato, and a hamburger every now and then.
Also, go back to the leaf lettuce, Wendy's.
Yes, we know, leaf lettuce. Now, Mikey, you can't see my screen here, but I'll describe this to you. Beamer, you can peek over. This is a couple of new offerings for the Seattle Mariners. I've been to a couple of games out there when it used to be T-Mobile Park, insert nice. Whatever bank or cell phone company it's called now. It was nice. Good. I just think they needed to position the stadium differently to have views of the water. But they have a ferry boat. The vessel is a pretty cool thing. I mean, the upside-down helmets with ice cream became just a piece of Americana through the years because you do that. Now they've got a ferry boat that has crab nachos, Old Bay fries, or chicken tenders and more. And they've got like the two spots on the end of the boat for your tartar sauce or whatever dippers you're going to throw in there.
I would stick to the Old Bay on the East Coast. I don't know if I would do it on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I don't want to tell the folks in Seattle they can't use Old Bay seasoning because it's fantastic. I love putting Old Bay on a lot of things. But I mentioned at the last time I was at Camden Yards 4 or 5 years ago, they had the like crab loaded mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And that you can do a lot worse than that item. And it was like $12 or something. I mean, fantastic. The food offerings at Major League Stadiums has gotten so much better in the last 20 years.
Oh, are you kidding?
It's good. It's great to have. You know,
I think sometimes it's excessive.
Yeah, the slim down menus where some of the parks now are doing cheaper hot dogs, you know, peanuts, that kind of stuff. That's great. But whatever is popular in your region, like with, you know, Baltimore and crabs,
it's all nice.
Do some stuff like that.
I like it. I don't like the fact that it usually costs $9 million. But for my money, if I'm going to a baseball game, I need a beer and I need a bag of peanuts in the shell.
Do you eat the shell with the peanuts?
I do not. Some people do. I'm not torn.
Do you do that?
No.
Oh,
I have. I have done that before, but I did it one time. I was like, I don't understand. I don't understand why people do this.
Torg does it.
That's weird. Crazy.
He did it during a show once, choked on the peanut shell. I had to give him a Heimlich, and then he comes back the next break, and he's still eating the peanuts in the shell.
You'd think, if anything,
you'd learn your lesson. You're right. He's dumb.
Now, look, if your tongue happens to make contact with the exterior of that shell and you get that salty flavor, that's fine.
Oh, I love it when some of the shell drops into the beer.
Oh,
that's
hint of flavor. Oh, the little things in life, right?
Like that? Beamer, what's coming up on the show tonight?
Big hours tonight, guys. Justin Zwick is in with me. We'll check in with Austin Ward. We'll hear from Ryan Day. We'll do our college football pulse. Brian Kelly thinks he's the greatest Notre Dame coach to ever live, so we'll do that.
He's wrong.
Yes,
he is. Buckeye Show is next. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
This real-life scenario comes courtesy of one of the best defensive ends to ever do it, J.J. Watt. He says, genuine question on a restaurant situation. You walk up to a counter to order. You find your own table. You seat yourself. If you order coffee, they give you the cup and you have to fill it yourself. If you order food, they hand you the buzzer. Nice to have a buzzer, right? And when it goes off, you go up to the counter and pick it up. The iPad has 20%, 25%, 30%, or other in the tip option, with 20% already highlighted. What's your move right there?
I always tip when I go out.
Right.
I understand.
My parents were in the restaurant industry.
I understand the frustration. Okay, I do. I think we live in a society where there's too much expected and over-tipping for the simplest tasks. However, I do think it is tone deaf when a guy who has $100 million complains about tipping.
True.
Sorry.
One of the top comments was, if you don't, the workers will go on social media and post that J.J. Watt is a cheapskate.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who doesn't do that? Chad Ochocinco. Tips like $1,000.
Well, and then he tells you about it.
Yes, he does.
Too. Because he's an ultimate douche nut.
He's also run out of money.
Buckeye Show is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
State Route 61 is still closed off due to an accident between Kilbourne and Liberty Mount Vernon Road and a new crash in northbound 71 that is on the off-ramp to the eastbound South Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at coda.com/tap. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Maybe this year your dreams are a little bigger. You might be dreaming about a safer car, a new home, or the kitchen of your dreams. CME, Ohio's number one credit union, believes progress starts with understanding your options. You can explore your possibilities in minutes when you see what you qualify for at cmefcu.org. And best of all, there's no impact to your credit. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit cmefcu.org for details.